The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
Today is Friday, August 12th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, federal work safety investigators are looking into the death of an Amazon worker and an injury that potentially led to the death of another employee, adding to a probe already underway following a third fatality during the company's annual Prime Day shopping event in mid-July. All three Amazon workers died within the past month and were employed at company facilities in New Jersey. The new Occupational Safety and Health Administration investigators are putting fresh scrutiny on Amazon's injury rates and workplace safety procedures, which have long been scrutinized by labor and safety advocates as inadequate. The most recent fatality took place last week at an Amazon facility in Monroe Township, about 20 miles northeast of Trenton. The second probe is looking into a July 24th accident at an Amazon facility in Robbinsville. The worker involved in that accident died 3 days later. Robbinsville police say they responded to the warehouse on July 24th after receiving a report that the worker fell from a 3-foot ladder and struck his head. The worker was conscious and alert when police arrived, but police were told CPR was conducted on the person by other workers prior to their arrival. The person was transported to the hospital, and OSHA was notified of the incident that same day, but he died 3 days later. Last month, OSHA launched another investigation into a worker fatality at another Amazon warehouse in New Jersey during the company's Prime Day shopping event, which turned out to be the biggest in the company's history. Federal officials haven't released additional information about the death, but news reports say a 42-year-old man died. A spokesperson for Amazon said the company's internal investigation into the death shows that it was not work-related incident. Instead, it was related to a personal medical condition. OSHA is currently investigating all of the incidents. The agency has up to 6 months to complete each probe.
Have you seen one of their fully robotic computerized fulfillment centers? It's pretty amazing.
Oh, really?
To see, yeah. I mean, you're basically, these machines are crisscrossing constantly and moving stuff up and down from shelves. It's wild.
Are there any in our area?
I don't know if to that level. I think most of them seem to be like what you'd find in a post office, you know, right. That kind of setup.
A suspect seen wearing a NASA sweatshirt is being charged in two separate assault cases in Philadelphia. The Philadelphia District Attorney's Office announced charges against a man wanted in connection with two recent sexual assault incidents. 30-year-old Tyree Blake was arrested this week on charges of indecent assault and harassment. Blake is accused of fondling a woman without her consent inside a Wawa at 33rd and Market back on July 30th. On August 7th, authorities say Blake fondled another person inside a SEPTA trolley station at 19th and Market.
They don't think he's an astronaut, do they?
I don't know why they focused, but you know, there's more to the NASA sweatshirt thing. I don't know why they focused on that. But so a 20-year-old female victim told police that the assault happened after she had exited.
What about that big helmet he's wearing?
After she had exited an eastbound trolley, she said she was walking up the steps to leave the station when an unknown male sexually assaulted her. Police are investigating a similar assault that occurred at 1401 JFK West Plaza on Wednesday, August 3rd, though charges have not been filed in connection with that incident. Now, authorities say that Blake was caught on surveillance video wearing a NASA sweatshirt in at least one of the assaults, but in an unrelated incident last month. So somebody completely different who was charged in a separate incident was also wearing a NASA sweatshirt, and that person is accused of raping a woman at a SEPTA station.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what the NASA sweatshirt
NASA
has.
NASA connection.
Yeah. So that person was taken into custody. As kids head back to school, one school district is putting new technology on buses to keep students safe. Everyone knows when the stop sign comes out and the lights are flashing, person is required to stop. In Bensalem, they've equipped 360-degree cameras on every single school bus, so anyone violating the stop sign will be caught. The new camera system, tasked at recording moving violations during school bus stops, will soon go into effect. The technology is installed and employed by the private company Bus Patrol and won't cost the taxpayers of Bensalem a dime.
It's one of the most infuriating things to witness when someone just, even though the lights are on and the stop sign is out, drives past the bus.
Yeah,
I mean, if you don't know what that's about at this point.
I don't even understand that.
Yeah.
The school district has seen its cases of tragedy involving vehicles disobeying a stop school bus. Back in 2014, an 18-year-old driver hit and killed a 16-year-old student crossing the street. That bus had its stop sign and safety lights on.
I know every state and school districts are different, but my nephews who live in Southern Virginia went back to school this week.
Wow.
And I was like, man, that is early.
And then
my other nephew who lives out in Colorado, he goes back next week. Yeah, Steve, I was like, Oh, man, that kind of stinks.
But that's pretty traditional down south.
Yeah.
They get out, like, in early May.
I'll take that.
They're out before Memorial Day.
The district says the effort is all about preventing such tragedies. The tech works by saving all footage recorded to a cloud server. The ticket for blowing past a school bus stop sign is $300 and is considered a civil ticket, but is not limited to that. So there could be additional charges, officials say. Students head back to the classroom in Bensalem on August 29th, and every bus will be equipped with the new safety cameras. In sports this morning... The Phillies lost to the Miami Marlins, falling 3-0 yesterday afternoon at the ballpark and ending their 7-game winning streak. The Phillies, who hold the second National League wildcard spot, finished their homestand at 6-1 and are 12-2 in their last 14 games. This weekend, the Phillies travel to Queens to take on the first-place Mets. Ranger Suarez will get the start tonight, and Max Scherzer will pitch for the Mets. Game time is at 7:10. Kyle Schwarber has been coping with a nagging calf injury the last few weeks, and yesterday he was pulled with a mild right calf strain after he walked with two outs in the fifth inning. After the game, he ruled himself out for tonight's game against the Mets. The Union, who are in first place in the Eastern Conference with 12 wins and 45 points, are back home this weekend with a match against the Chicago Fire. The match at Subaru Park is tomorrow night and will begin at 7:30. And the NBA will honor the legacy of Boston Celtics legend Bill Russell by retiring his number 6 jersey for all 30 teams, the league announced yesterday.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Russell becomes the first player in NBA history to have his jersey retired league-wide. Additionally, for the season, all NBA players will wear a commemorative patch on the right shoulder of their jerseys, and every court will display a shamrock-shaped logo with Russell's number 6 on the sideline near the scorer's table. Players who currently wear 6, such as L.A. Lakers star LeBron James, may continue to do so. Russell, an 11-time NBA champion, died on July 31st at the age of 88. And that's what I have for you this morning.
Don't you wish they would do that before the person dies?
Yeah. Exactly what I thought.
You know?
Yeah,
yep.
I know.
It's too bad.
But, I mean, it's obviously a great legacy and a really cool observation, but you'd like them to know about it.
But if they're alive, you got to put up with their nagging.
Couldn't
you do it? Can I get some friends in?
Whatever. All right, we welcome you to a Friday morning with the President and Steve show. We have our Word of the Week prize giveaway. We got $500. That's from the Magster.
The Magster.
We will give that away at the end of the program. I think we have a lot of things to give away today. That might mean a contest. We will we'll have a little conference here during the commercials and figure out if we're going to be able to do that or not. But we are sitting on a bunch of prizes, so we have your opportunity to win some stuff no matter what we do through the course of today's
program.
Yep. And other
no sad
that,
bro.
It's a no sad bro Friday. There will be zero sad had
on the cusp of what is going to be a stellar weekend.
It's going to be great.
The best no sad bro scenario.
Yep. So we're looking forward to that. But in the meantime, we'll go through the motions. We do have a stupid question with some prizes attached to that to give away. Very unfortunate story about Anne Heche as her condition has continued to be monitored. So we'll get to that in the entertainment news with a bunch of other things when we return. So hang in there. We're in this NADS No Sad Bro mode together. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Love Preston and Steve and WMMR? Check out WMMR.com for more of everything that rocks.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro, get personalized deals on the products you buy most, and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Let's take a gander at our stupid question this morning. See if you can win a 4-pack of tickets for the 20th annual Wildwood Tattoo Beach Bash. It starts today, goes through Sunday. The question that I have for you this morning is, what is the common word for a weight suspended from a pivot that can move freely?
Oh, I know this, I think.
Right. Pivot. 215-263-WMMR. What is the common word for a weight suspended from a pivot a pivot that can move freely. 215-263-WMMR, the number. I'm going to mention some birthdays, kill some time while we wait for your answer today, Friday, August 12th. Actor George Hamilton has his 83rd birthday today.
The tan one.
Stevie goes all the way back to Where the Boys Are.
Yes, he does.
I did not know that. And that was like the classic spring break movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Sandra Dee sort of, yeah, exactly.
Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, I believe it was Fort Lauderdale.
I think
Lauderdale.
It was Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. Kind of put that on the map for a spring break location.
He had a resurgence in his career when he did the two movies. It was Love at First Bite and then Zorro the Gay Blade.
Yes, correct.
Which I find to be both pretty funny movies.
I liked Love at First Bite. Yeah. It was fun. It was a goofy take on Dracula.
Yeah.
He pops up from time to time in smaller roles. I remember him in Doc Hollywood. He was a the plastic surgeon that he was going to go work for. And the tan one. That is what he has come to be known as.
And he played Evel Knievel. You remembered?
No, I did not know that.
He played Evel Knievel. Yeah.
In like a TV movie?
I think it was a theatrical movie.
That's funny.
I think if you could do, I'm sorry to ask you with this. Yeah.
Wow.
And he's still working, by the way, Steve. He's got a movie coming out later this year called All Terrain. So he's still acting.
Our buddy Who's Lou, dad, used to play poker with Evel Knievel.
I thought you were going to say George Hamilton. No. Both of those are believable.
But with Evel Knievel, he told me the story. I played golf with him. I'm like, okay. All right.
Yeah, Preston, here's a still up on the
screen. I need to hear more about that.
Screen from the movie.
Yep, indeed. So he is 83 today. Pete Sampras, one of the great tennis players, is 51 years old today. Is he married to a really gorgeous ex-actress?
The lady from Billy Madison. I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
But that actress.
Stunningly beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, and she stopped acting because she married Pete Sampras. Yeah,
No need to act now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So hot.
He is 51 today. Great actor Casey Affleck has a birthday as well. And looking at his list of credits, I completely forgot that he was the older brother in the American Pie movies.
Yeah.
You remember giving the sage advice to the young high school student.
Right.
But he's in the Ocean's movies, obviously, 11, 12, and 13. Gone, Baby, Gone. Good Will Hunting. He's great in that.
Manchester by the Sea. Holy crap. I mean,
Tell me what a depressing film that is.
Oh, but God. It was
what
awful.
An amazing performance by him.
Yeah. It's one of those things, Case and Preston, you know stuff is going to happen. You're like, oh, don't let this happen. Don't let this happen. It happens. He has this tragedy in his life, but I say that Michelle Williams in that movie delivers about a minute and a half of some of the most incredible acting I've ever seen in my life.
I need to see it.
No, I was out on it. It was awful. I didn't understand why it got so much attention.
No kidding.
It was. I mean,
it's not awful. It's just.
Well, to me, it was awful.
No, it's not
difficult.
Awful. It's just difficult.
Okay.
No. I thought I did not like the movie. I thought it was a
bad
movie.
Okay. Yes. All right. Let's be clear.
Yeah. She does not like. She thinks it stinks.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it's great.
All right. So he turns 47 years old today. The great Mark Knopfler has his birthday. Mark turns 73 years old.
I'm a huge Dire Straits fan and love Mark Knopfler. I remember when he came on the scene with this stuff, it was just, oh my God, this is awesome.
Yep. And then he turned into an in-demand session guy in Nashville.
And soundtracks, Local Hero, The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
He's done his share. He did a great album, Preston, with Chet Atkins.
Yeah, the great Chet Atkins guitarist. Yeah, absolutely. Right. And proof that you don't have to be a great singer to be a great performer. I mean, he's a wonderful guitarist, but his voice is kind of Dylan-esque in that he doesn't necessarily follow a regular, beautiful melody line. He's got kind of this rambling talk sing.
No,
thing
agreed.
That he does.
And that's who he was most compared to when he first came on the scene was Dylan.
And he's fantastic. So happy 73rd birthday to Mark Knopfler. Actress Rebecca Gayheart.
Ah.
You remember from the Urban Legend movies? I think she was on 90210.
I think she was also guilty of mechanical homicide.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody was killed, and she was behind the wheel. And I don't remember the exact details of that, but that was a while back.
She's married to actor Eric Dane, I believe.
Yeah, they had that weird, video that surfaced of them,
they were promoting it as, a sex tape, but really it was just them in a hot tub.
Yeah. Who did Eric Dane play?
Eric Dane was McFarty on Grey's Anatomy. Okay. He was also on The Last Ship.
So Rebecca is 51.
Was she 90210? Was she Luke Perry's girlfriend?
She might have been.
For a minute?
She had a turn in 90210. I don't know. You'd have to look it up, and I don't have that in front of me right now.
Yeah, she was. She played his, she was Dylan's girlfriend.
And she was that Noxzema girl. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, Kathy, she was the one in the Porsche when the bad guy
tried to kill him.
So the mob, you know, tried to blow up Dylan.
That was Dylan's exit.
Yes. I remember.
She's 51.
My Porsche!
actress and model Cara Delevingne has her 30th birthday today.
She's having a good turn on Only Murders in the Building.
Ah, okay. Yeah. And she was in Suicide Squad, and she is, and she dates famous people. That's, she's been in a couple of high-profile relationships.
Absolutely, yeah. She's dating Selena Gomez on Only Murders in the Building.
Yeah, on the show, okay. So she's 30 years old today. And then the last one is an actor, Bruce Greenwood, who's been in tons of stuff.
Great.
Steve, in a couple of the Star Trek movies, he played Pike.
He was so good in that
wonderful
role.
Yep. And I, there's the movie that I will watch it anytime it is on. It's 13 Days. It's about the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Great.
He plays JFK. He's fantastic in that. Nick in Dinner for Schmucks, because I know you love that movie. He's the boss that creates the party, the dinner.
I got to interview him for that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really nice guy.
He's played the president several times. In the second National Treasure movie, he was a president. In Kingsman, The Golden Circle, he was a president.
That's true,
In 13 Days, he was a president. So that's just kind of his thing. And he turns 66 years old today. All right, we'll see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. What is the common word for a weight suspended from a pivot that can move freely? They can move freely. 215-263-WMMR. We go to Alex and see if we can get an answer. Yo, Alex, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, buddy. All right, so what do you call that weight suspended from a pivot that can move freely?
It's a pendulum.
A pendulum. That is correct. Hang on, Alex. You just got yourself a pair of tickets, actually a four-pack of tickets, for the 12th annual Wildwood Tattoo Beach Bash. It is this weekend. Starts today, goes through Sunday. And it's at the Wildwoods Convention Center, and it's 400 of the world's best tattoo artists as they are coming to Wildwood. What was the music?
Okay.
It was from Friends.
To tattoo you, you can visit villainarts.com for details. I just heard this.
No, I hit the wrong button.
It was beautifully lush and orchestral.
Yeah, I meant to hit this.
Okay.
And for some reason, I hit this. And so it was playing.
What is this?
It's September morn, but it's... Oh.
Like it's instrumental?
Yeah, it's
a lot of hiss.
Yeah, but I'm not hearing the melody at all.
It'll come in a second, I guess.
Why do you
I never loaded this
in the instant replay.
Yeah, this instant replay came preloaded 17 years ago.
Oh, this is one of our sound effect units.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hang on.
Wait. There it is. That's the September morn. I needed to hear it. There's no way we're going to go through until we heard the actual melody. All right, kill it.
Kill it.
All right, I have lots of stories to get to. What?
I don't know. I just heard Stevie yell kill it, and it just reminded me of the
from yesterday. All right.
All right, listen, this is a pretty heavy story to begin with, and we will open up with this Anne Heche story. She's officially, according to her friends and family, she's officially declared brain dead and is going to be taken off of life support after suffering a brain injury after the fiery L.A. car crash. So she's not going to make it, they're saying.
That's crazy that she was sitting up, like you said. I guess that was some sort of, like, shock.
Kathy, that's exactly what I was thinking, because after it took about, from what I understand, and reports are not exact, but between 30 and 40, 45 minutes to get her out of that vehicle. Because she was really trapped in there. And what Kathy's referring to is as they were taking her out on the gurney, she's laying down and covered, and she sits up.
Huh. And that's the picture that's out there. So you think, okay, all right, she's sitting okay. up. Yeah. She's going to be okay.
Yeah. She is still in a coma, in critical condition. They say she will stay on a ventilator to determine whether any of her remaining organs are viable to be donated per her wishes. She's been hospitalized at the Grossman Burn Center at West Hills Hospital north of Los Angeles and had suffered a severe anoxic brain injury in the crash, according to a statement released Thursday night on behalf of her family and friends. Such an injury is caused by a sustained lack of oxygen to the brain.
I was like, like, I got like sad. I was like, God, this is such a sad story. And it's not like I'm a huge Anne Heche fan or anything like that. It's just sad that this is how she's going out.
Well, initially you thought, okay, this is a horrible thing. And clearly we don't know what the story is. It appears that alcohol and perhaps other stuff might have been involved in her reckless driving. But you figured, okay, we can take care of that after the fact. She survived this miraculous thing. How did she even survive? And now we realize, no, she won't.
A representative for her loved one said, we want to thank everyone for their kind wishes and prayers and Anne's recovery, for Anne's recovery, and thank the dedicated staff and wonderful nurses that cared for her. Unfortunately, due to her accident, she suffered a severe anoxic brain injury and remains in a coma in critical condition. She is not expected to survive. They added that it has long been her choice to be an organ donor, so Heche will be kept on life support until medics are able to confirm whether she has any viable organs to donate. The statement continued saying, Anne had a huge heart and touched everyone that she met with her generous spirit. More than her extraordinary talent, she saw spreading kindness and joy as her life's work, especially moving the needle for acceptance of who you love. And she will be remembered for her courageous honesty and dearly missed for her life.
How old is she?
53. She was last reported still in a coma, fighting for her life in, quote, the worst state you can imagine. She had crashed into the car. They said she was doing somewhere near 90 miles an hour. And they had tested, apparently they had tested her blood and it had come back positive for cocaine. I don't know about the alcohol. They saw the bottle in there, but they definitely said that the toxicology revealed that she had some cocaine in her system.
So they said that the air was so superheated within in the car that she was incinerating her lungs as she was attempting to breathe. And all these things were happening at once. The footage just played here in the studio from one of the aerial shots where she actually sat up. That's what made us believe, oh, my God, how did she survive this?
Yep.
But, Anne Heche, you remember when Ellen came out, Anne Heche was her girlfriend at the time. Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah,
that was the high-profile girlfriend that Ellen DeGeneres was out in public with.
Yep, absolutely.
Here's the footage. It's running here in the studio. You see, she sits up, and they kind of, push her back down to...
She, like, frantically gets up as if she wants to get... Doesn't want to get in the ambulance or whatever, so who knows what's going on at that point. Your body's in some kind of shock.
Right. Yeah.
So that's terrible news. Okay, let's move on to something a little lighter.
We need it.
A little bit more nice. Angelina Jolie's 17-year-old daughter, Zahara, is officially a college freshman. Wow. The Maleficent star dropped her daughter off at Spelman College Thursday. Photos posted on Instagram by the school's vice president of student affairs show the actress discussing the milestone moment. She said in the clip, I'm going to start crying if I talk about today.
And I can't cry.
I haven't started crying yet, so hopefully I can hold it together.
My tear ducts were removed during one of my surgeries.
No.
Is Zahara one of the kids that she had herself or one of the adopted?
No, she was adopted.
Okay. I believe she's adopted, So, but they have, what, seven kids or something like that?
Yeah.
So,
that worked out well.
So off the college, and there are people that can relate to that right now.
Yes,
they're sending their kids off as freshmen to college, and that's a big, scary, and proud moment for a lot of people. So lawsuits from disgruntled investors are beginning to stack up after crypto prices plummeted over the past few months, leaving them with steep losses, and billionaire Mark Cuban is the latest celebrity on the receiving end of investor ire. A group of Voyager Digital customers filed a class action suit in Florida federal court against Cuban, as well as Dallas Mavericks, alleging their promotion of the crypto platform resulted in more than 3.5 million investors losing $5 billion collectively.
Oh, man.
And they're calling it a Ponzi scheme. They're kind of equating it to that.
I heard there was a guy sort of explaining the environment in OKC. You dipped your toe into this a little bit. That it's that it still has all the feel of the Wild West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That there's really, you can flirt with it, but don't go too crazy right now because it's still very volatile.
Right. Yes. You want to be. There are other ways to invest your money.
Right.
A little bit more reliable. And hey, you may hit the jackpot, but you may lose everything.
Right.
Yeah.
On these types of investments right now.
I mean, honestly, people who had money in 401ks have lost a ton in the last couple of months too. You know what I mean? And that's not crypto. That's just the market. But yeah, this is untapped. I had talked to, well, this is, I'm sorry, this is an entertainment break. We'll break up into discussion groups during the commercial break.
And we can talk about this. Economy with Casey Foster. Crypto Superman's dog.
Voyager, a New Jersey-based crypto firm, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in July following a crash in crypto prices that investigated a liquidity crunch on the platform.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Liquidity
crunch. Is that crunch. A liquidity crunch? Can I have a bite?
What are you having for breakfast?
A liquidity crunch.
Yeah. The firm is one of the many that got burned after loaning money, in Voyager's case, worth $600 million, to hedge fund Three Arrows Capital, which is 3AC. They declared bankruptcy in the wake of the Terra collapse, triggering a domino effect throughout the crypto market when the hedge fund defaulted on more than $3.5 billion worth of obligations to its lenders. Anyhow,
I put my money in my mattress.
The plaintiffs in the suit against Cuban described Voyager as an unregulated and unsustainable fraud similar to other Ponzi schemes.
Well, here's the deal. The same thing that a lot of the detractors say about crypto is what is so inviting to other people, that it's not regulated in the ways that they don't want it to. So we'll see how it plays. I think there is a future in it, certainly. It's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. But you remember, for a brief period, Tesla, you could purchase a Tesla with crypto, and then they stopped that.
Right. So we'll see where else this goes. Hilaria Baldwin poked some fun at the rumors that her baby bump isn't real. She said in her Instagram stories Wednesday,
"That baby bump is real."
She said, it kind of looks fake, like I ate a ball. And I guess the psycho conspiracy theories online with way too much time on their hands have somewhat of a point here.
You bet your ass she ate a ball.
She is currently expecting her seventh child with Alec Baldwin. Wow.
So how old is Alec Baldwin at this point?
That's a good question.
He's in his
mid-60s, I would think. Mid to late.
Late 50s.
So he's late 50s?
I think he's 59.
No, he's in his 64.
I think he's 64. I was thinking he was 64.
Yeah.
Still cranking them out.
Heidi Klum recently told E's Daily Pop that her 32-year-old husband keeps her young.
Of course he does.
She joked with the outlet, "I suck his young blood."
Oh, my God.
Not what I thought you were going to say.
I know. I suck his young blood. Fill in the blank.
Blood is how Germans say penis.
But she said, like a vampire. That's what I do.
Okay.
The 49-year-old model added, "I feel like we're never going to be as young as we are right now, so we might as well live right now."
Now she says all the right things.
So that's what she's doing. Ben Affleck is annoyed at paparazzi for following him and Jennifer Lopez around on their honeymoon. A source told Page Six Thursday, Ben was a little freaked out in Paris. They said this was a whole new level, an almost Princess Diana level.
Oh.
I could see that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
The insider added, "Jen's made out of steel and knows that it comes with the territory." But
Tell me, are you made out of steel? You will be.
But apparently he still gets pissed off.
I still get pissed off.
So she's a little more used to it than he is, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, they're listening.
I need you to stop talking and listen.
Bill?
I need you to stop talking and listen to me. Okay.
Batman Bill?
Yeah, Batman Bill.
I like that.
Bat Bill.
So anyhow, yeah, I would imagine, and especially,
I'm sorry, you're low-hanging fruit.
And especially in Paris, that they would be following them around nonstop. So.
You come into Gotham City like some Susie Cream Cheese. Like you're some kind of hom-yonkle.
Yeah. Third leg of the stool.
Barn door.
Yep. Robin Williams' son paid tribute to his father on the 8th anniversary of his death. Zach Williams wrote on Twitter Thursday, "Dad, on the 8th anniversary of your passing, I'm remembering how incredibly kind and joyful you were. I deeply miss you, you wonderful, hairy man, and we'll be celebrating your life today."
He was inordinately hairy.
Oh, yeah.
And he would even talk about it for roles, how they would have to keep, on some roles in particular, shaving his arms, because when he would wear, like, just like sleeves on shirts, you'd see these tufts of hair puffing out from under the sleeves.
He had hairy knuckles. Like
hairy knuckles,
yep,
too.
Yep. But he wrote, "Love you so much." Robin died by suicide on August 11th, 2014. He was 63. He had undiagnosed Lewy body disease, and it was driving him crazy.
It's horrible that a guy who was responsible for that much joy ended up tormented.
Yep. Emma Thompson has added her two cents to the conversation about intimacy coordinators in Hollywood, calling them fantastically important. In a recent interview with the Times London Sunday magazine, Game of Thrones actor Sean Bean had criticized intimacy coordinators on set, saying they kind of spoil the spontaneity of filming intimate scenes. When asked about his comments, Thompson said that the role often makes actors feel comfortable and safe. The Oscar winner added, and no, you can't just let it flow. There's a camera there and a crew, and it's not your own and it's not on your own in a hotel room. You're surrounded by a bunch of blokes carrying things, so it's not a comfortable situation, full stop. So I don't know who the actor was, but maybe he had an intimacy coordinator accidentally at home, she said.
So. I think having someone there that would be your conduit or your advocate would make sense. You're kind of very open, you know?
Hey, yeah. Who's your favorite Emma? Emma Watson, Emma Stone, Emma Thompson, or Emma Roberts?
Run that by me again.
Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Emma Thompson, who this story's about. Emma Watson, Hermione, and then Emma Roberts. Julia's...
I got to go with probably Emma Watson.
I think so, too.
And now you're just talking on a purely...
person.
Okay.
I think.
I'm Emma Stone.
Emma Stone?
All the way.
I'm kind of Emma Stone, though I do see the Emma Watson, the Harry Potter stuff.
You think Emma Stone because of La La Land?
I do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I do.
That's why I had to weigh it for a moment, but there's something just delightful about Emma Watson.
Yeah. Well, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Besides the Harry, I'm a sucker for that live-action Beauty and the Beast.
And the Harry Potter 25th anniversary special.
Yes. Was excellent.
Fantastic. She was wonderful. But Emma Stone?
She was lovely.
She's so lovely.
Lovely.
Emma Stone's pretty awesome, too.
Great, too.
La La Land is fantastic.
It's four good Emmas, right? Like, it's four solid Emmas.
Let's right now do the opening number from La La Land.
We're probably missing a few other great Emmas that I can't think of right now.
I had a cat named Emma.
Aw.
Really?
Cute. Yeah.
And where would you weigh her in with these?
Fifth.
Okay.
Jeez, wow.
Well, she was cranky.
What a pet owner.
She's trapped in a box, crying out loud. That's just not normal. All right, so ABC will celebrate the 25th anniversary of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella with a 2020 news special, cast reunion, and a presentation of the film.
Oh, that's a lot of shows I have to miss.
Cinderella, the reunion, a special edition, airs on ABC on Tuesday, August 23rd, starting at 8 p.m. We'll stream the next day on Hulu. The reunion features Brandy, Whoopi Goldberg, Victor
Oh, my God.
That's Whoopi?
Yeah.
Victor Garber, Bernadette Peters, Jason Alexander, and Vienna Cox. So, what is this?
It's very dumb.
Rodgers and Hammerstein, Cinderella. There was 25 years ago they did this. Was this live on TV?
I have no effing idea.
I don't know.
And I'm pretty tied into this stuff. You know me. I'm all about Cinderella.
Okay. Michael Jackson's estate. And Sony... And Sony Music say that they have reached a settlement to end a years-long lawsuit that claimed that they violated false advertising laws by releasing a posthumous album featuring songs sung by a Michael Jackson impersonator.
I remember this story.
We talked about this.
You reported on it like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
A month after pulling the disputed track.
Needing a little processing.
Michael's here via a medium, a spirit.
Coming in. It's called Afterlife Zoom.
ALZ.
Can you see me?
I can see you.
Okay.
You look pretty good.
Let's share screens.
Okay. A month after pulling the disputed tracks off streaming platforms, Sony and the estate said...
We listened to the songs and we couldn't quite tell... Where I ended and the imposter began, correct?
They said, Wednesday, that both... we're dialing into his Zoom.
Hello. Afterlife to Earth. Michael Jackson reporting. I was here talking to the Sultan of SWAT.
Hey, Bruce, up there?
Yeah.
You guys are friends?
We're paddling around now.
Yeah.
He likes to party.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
And he has a son.
Stop it. So anyhow, they agree that they and the plaintiffs had agreed to formally end the lawsuit. The deal came as the two sides...
Take me out to the ball game.
They were awaiting decision by the California Supreme Court. court was heard arguments on the case in May.
Yeah, that was a weird thing that was put out there. Whoever they got to do the singing like Michael was good.
Vera Serova, the woman who filed a lawsuit over the Michael tracks, confirmed that the case had been amicably resolved but declined to comment further. Neither side provided any details on the terms of the agreement, including whether any money exchanged hands or what would happen to the disputed songs in the future. As soon as Michael was released a year after his death, Michael was the name of the album, fans and even some family members questioned whether three of his tracks, Monster, Keep Your Head Up, and Breaking News, were actually sung by the King of Pop himself. And the songs were produced and recorded by Jackson's friend Eddie Casquio, who made assurances that it was Jackson behind the microphone.
Uh-huh.
They've reached some kind of a settlement.
What's going on with the rest of the family? You never hear about the mom anymore, right?
Catherine?
Yeah, it's a cardboard sandwich queen.
Yeah, I you never hear about her or Joe died.
Joe died, yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yes.
But nothing about Jermaine or Tito
Reby.
Or Jackie or any of those.
Right, there's a Reby Jackson, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and LaToya.
Right.
Janet. Janet, you hear about every now and then.
Millard.
Millard Jackson.
Oliver.
Andrew.
They just really like this is Millard.
This is Tito, Marlon, Michael, Millard.
Millard was always my favorite.
What's up, Mill?
He's named after a former president.
Millard Fillmore?
Yeah.
There's a Millard Jackson who's a keyboardist.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
All right. MillardJackson.com.
Word.
That's not too far.
The name of his band is Cool Mist. It's a good name for a band.
That's actually good.
Yeah. So look him up.
All right. What else do I have here for you? Kim Kardashian. We almost got
out. Holy Christ.
Well, she can't party like she used to.
We don't care. Oh, wow.
The Mom of Four was filmed choking on a shot of tequila while partying on a yacht in celebration of Kylie's 25th birthday.
Oh, man.
I didn't see this, but apparently she can be heard calling the shot so effing nasty after she spit it.
Oh, my God.
She spit it out into a nearby glass.
It's the first time she's done that.
Yeah.
So Odd Sharks came up with her new boyfriend, the odds for who her new boyfriend is going to be.
And who did they predict?
And so they actually, Pete Davidson was next. The first was Van Jones.
Van Jones has long been rumored to be a potential.
As a matter of fact, I thought, you know, before Pete, he was going to be next in line.
Who's Van Jones?
He's a political commentator. You'll find him on CNN, right? Okay. He's a pundit and kind of has a long history in politics and advocacy.
Yeah.
I like that Donald Trump is plus 20,000. But Steve, you know who's plus 10,000?
Oh.
Johnny Depp.
Oh. Wow. No, I don't see that.
All right, there's Eminem, Michael B. Jordan, Drake.
Al Roker?
No, Harry Styles, Chris Evans, Jamie Foxx, Nick Cannon, Ray J.
Again?
And then Pete Davidson and Van Jones. Yeah, so these are the odds. Mm-hmm. It's Odds Shark. Is that an odds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently Van Jones helped her also with a lot of her legal studies.
Yeah, helped her become a lawyer.
Right.
Okay. So we saw some texts about this yesterday and couldn't really find it immediately, but Tommy Lee gave fans something to look at early yesterday morning on social media. He posted a full frontal nude picture of himself seemingly raised up out of the bathtub on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter with the caption, oops. That's what he wrote. Now, I haven't seen it.
I saw it.
It's been deleted on Instagram and Facebook, but it was on Twitter at press time.
When I saw it, the unit was blurred.
It is?
Yeah. I don't know if an actual unblurred picture exists, but we saw that dong so much when that video came out.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it many times.
And so,
well, you can see it pretty good in this particular picture. And yeah, he's still got a big one. Oh, stop it with that, dude. We know you got a big Johnson, okay?
Yeah.
You know?
He's thirsty.
Totally.
Yeah.
Thirst trap. He's parched.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyhow. According to Loudwire, 1.4 million followers saw the picture and or commented on it before it was removed from Instagram at 8 a.m. yesterday.
So, that should have kicked in that algorithm immediately.
Yeah, you think so.
How does that happen?
Well, I'm sorry, what platform is that on?
Instagram.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
In fact,
they would probably suspend him
yeah.
For that, mm-hmm. at least for a certain amount of time. Wow.
But it's still up on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter allows pretty much everything.
Everything. They don't care.
Yep. All right, this is a bit of a sad story, but Ferris Bueller star Edie McClurg.
Yes.
Yeah. She played the principal's assistant.
He's one righteous dude.
And she's been in a bunch of movies.
Planes, Trains, Automobiles.
Back to School.
Yeah.
Yeah. She suffers from dementia, and her legal team is fighting to get a man who has been living with her out of her home.
Oh, wow.
In documents that were filed on Tuesday as a request for a temporary restraining order, lawyers said Michael Ramos claims to be McClug's longtime friend and was able to integrate himself into her life while she was battling dementia. Her team wrote that Ramos is unemployed and was able to finagle his way into her home, even though he has never paid any rent or expenses.
She was part of that, the collective, I don't know if it was the Groundlings or the same sort of group that produced Phil Hartman.
Yeah, she goes
a lot of that Pee Wee camp.
Yeah, she was she was in one of the Cheech and Chong movies.
Yes.
It might have been, maybe it was the second movie. But so, and that group, you know, like Pee Wee Herman was in that group.
They were all in that collective. And super talented, always very funny. A funny comedy writer herself.
Yeah, she was the neighbor in Valerie's family. And then the Hogan family.
Right, right.
Yeah, in fact, they suspected that she's the one who started the fire that killed
that
Valerie.
Yeah.
The complaint claims that Ramos tried to take McClurg, who is under conservatorship, out of the state of California in order to, quote, marry her when he knew she lacked capacity. A 2019 court order mandated Ramos not to go through with the nuptials, but allowed him to keep living with her. The complaint says that the two have never been romantically involved and that a caretaker from McClug filed a criminal complaint against Ramos that accused him of assaulting her in her home on more than one occasion. Per the complaint, the caretaker also reported that she is concerned that Ramos either has been or may be currently assaulting her in a similar manner.
It's no way to live.
And they've given her a diagnosis of dementia. She may not even realize that it has been occurring. So the complaint goes on to say that even if Ramos is not abusing her, his presence is causing severe emotional distress and mental suffering. Ramos' lawyer denied that he was abusive to the caretaker or McClug. They're trying to get this guy out of there. I don't know what the status is of this right now, but
there are people,
it's underway right now.
There are people that are that live in the periphery or on the periphery of the Hollywood scene and sort of wait for situations like this to present themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's terrible. Yeah. Horrible people.
She was the neighbor on Small Wonder, too.
Was she?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, Casey, she played that role
Harriet's
more than
mom?
One. I don't know. No, she was like the nosy neighbor.
Yeah. Well, Harriet was the annoying little girl. I wasn't sure.
Oh, perhaps you're right, yeah.
All right, and then one more thing, and then we'll move on. Mary Harron's Dollyland with Ben Kingsley playing the surrealist painter Salvador Dali. We'll close the 47th Toronto Film Festival with a world premiere on September 17th. Canadian director Harron, best known for American Psycho and I Shot Andy Warhol, will host Kingsley and her film's cast. Dollyland tells the story of Dali's later years and of his marriage to his domineering wife and muse, Gala, as their seemingly unshakable bond begins to stress and fracture. Set in New York and Spain in 1973, Dollyland is told through the eyes of James, a young assistant keen to make his name in the art world and who helps the eccentric and mercurial Dali prepare for a big gallery show. I'm fascinated by Salvador Dali.
Absolutely. Yeah. You heard about the proposed amusement park, right? Salvador Dollywood?
No!
Yeah.
Dollywood!
It's going to be great.
That's perfect. I've been to there's a Dali Museum in St. Petersburg, Florida. Apparently he loved that area.
Yeah.
And a lot of his masterworks are actually there, and I got to see them in person. It's pretty impressive.
We have one of those Prince Plus, the time, the clocks.
Melting clocks,
yeah.
Was it, when did he die?
That's a good question.
1989.
Okay.
Right after Small Wonder.
Yeah, because there was somebody who on Twitter, he goes, I find it like it's just sort of unfathomable that to think that Salvador Dali saw the movie Predator.
Do we have verification that he saw it, or he was just alive when it was out?
He was alive when it was out, and then it was very possible.
To paint the cast of Small Wonder.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Vicky's very strong.
All right, we got movies open. It's a Friday. It's a No Sad Bro, Pitbulls. All right, We'll start with Max and Rita, comedy starring Diane Keaton, Taylor Page, and Simon Rex. When 30-year-old self-proclaimed homebody Mac Martin reluctantly joins a Palm Springs bachelorette trip for her best friend Carla, her inner 70-year-old is released, literally. The frustrated writer and influencer magically transforms into her future self, Aunt Rita. Freed from the constraints of other people's expectations, Rita comes into her own, becoming an unlikely social media sensation and sparks a tentative romance with Mac's adorable dog sitter, Jack. Okay. Running time is now at 35 minutes, rated PG-13, wide release. Rotten Tomatoes score gives it a pretty low 24%.
You say they're kind of going for a Freaky Friday vibe?
Yeah, okay. And then Emily the Criminal also opens. It's a crime drama. Stars Aubrey Plaza, Theo Rossi, and Gina Gershon. Emily is saddled with student debt and locked out of a job market due to a minor criminal record. And desperate for income, she takes a shady gig as a dummy shopper, buying goods with stolen credit cards supplied by a handsome and charismatic middleman named Yusuf. Faced with a series of dead-end job interviews, Emily soon finds herself seduced by the quick cash and illicit thrills of black market capitalism and increasingly interested in her mentor, Yusuf. Together, they hatch a plan to bring their business to the next level in Los Angeles. Hour 37 minutes long. It's rated R. Wide release and a big score from Rotten Tomatoes at 93%.
Yeah, it's a very intense role for her. This is the first time you're going to see her like that, but the critics say she does a great job.
All right, now we're ready for clips, folks.
Clips!
Elena Kamporis plays an artificial human assigned as a companion to a grieving widower in Wifelike. And here she describes the rules that she followed while acting.
There's this rigidity to mechanics. First of all, I was working out in the gym all the time, got to stay in tip-top shape. And then another aspect was the mannerisms, which meant the rhythm of the character from the rhythm of the way she speaks, the rhythm of the way that I walk. No clearing of the throat, no like even stuttering or like human characteristics or tics.
Really?
Yeah. Well, she's a little perky.
Sure is.
Wifelike is in theaters today. All right, next clip. Dave Franco and Jamie Foxx's characters may be apprehensive about working alongside each other in Day Shift, but in this clip, Franco explains the high expectations that he had for working with Jamie Foxx.
He surpassed all of them. I love Jamie Foxx. He is the most giving actor I've ever worked with. He wants everyone around him to be great, and so he builds you up. He comes in with this energy. He comes in with the music through his backpack every day, and he sets the tone, and everyone just feeds off that energy.
Yeah.
And when you're feeling comfortable, you're feeling confident. That's when you do your best work.
Could you shut up?
Day Shift is in theaters today.
I think I want to see. Is it streaming as well? I'm not sure. It's a Netflix film too.
Netflix,
right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. It's in theaters and streaming today on Netflix. How about that? All right. There's your entertainment report for today. Hope you got something out of that, my friend. If not, suck it. Okay. No, but we do what we can. So we are going to take a break. We're going to come back in just a moment or two. We got things to give away this morning. We got a nice little hangout session on the Snow Sandbro Better Weather Friday.
Yes.
So enjoy as you're heading into the weekend. We'll be right back.
Want to see something funny? Or maybe really messed up? Well, watch The Daily Rush at PrestonandSteve.com. It's a sight to behold. Or something like that. From 93.3 WMMR.
No Sad Bro Friday. We'll do Froggy later on. I'm wearing my Froggy shirt for the first time today.
I love that Froggy shirt.
The last time those guys came by here, they brought us shirts. I don't even know what this is.
I have no idea. The graphic on it, yeah.
It's one of the band members, I think, created this, but I just don't know exactly what it is. I thought maybe it was a frog, but I don't think it is.
I don't see a frog in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No idea.
It kind of looks a little bit like a Band-Aid and an astronaut helmet.
But we'll welcome the full Friday experience with Froggy a little later. But speaking of Friday experiences, this is usually the day we clean out the junk drawer.
Oh!
Let's do that. So we'll go through our drawer and find some things in here that we can.
Ooh, I like the drawer.
Ah, here you go.
Like the sounds, a lot of bigger stuff in this drawer.
Stop it. Thank you. I found something.
God damn it.
God damn it. I found it already. All right. You guys are going to love this. Doctors are warning against a new viral TikTok trend that sees single women using their vaginal discharge as perfume.
Oh, my God. I was talking about this with friends yesterday.
Yeah.
Why?
And it's okay. Called vabbing.
Vabbing, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. I was flabbergasted that all of us were... We're all 47, and I'd never heard of this ever before.
Vabbing.
And I guess it's a new TikTok trend.
It's not a thing, and it should never be.
Okay, that was my question. Has anyone ever actually done this?
God, no.
Vabbing.
No.
I think you can play the discharge part.
Can I?
You just can't say where it's coming from.
I have a strange discharge.
Okay.
All right. may I take a guess as to why?
Sure.
The pheromones?
Yeah, that's what they're saying, but there's no real science behind it. Because people are stupid.
I will use...
why are they saying it's dangerous? Sorry.
I will use fecal matter as toothpaste.
Ah,
yeah,
okay.
Now and then.
All right.
Wait, your own?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'll dab a little...
I'm not an animal.
I'll do a little ass sweat behind my ears. Yeah.
Just to get the ladies hot.
Yeah.
This is making you horny, Kathy. So I got some ball sweat behind my ears.
So vabbing, which involves smearing fluid behind the ears and neck.
It just seems uncleanly to do that.
Was made popular by TikToker Mandy Lee, whose original video racked up 1.5 million views.
Look at the picture.
Yeah, we're looking at photos of a video that were taken from a video that can show you how you do this.
You don't need an instructional.
No, there's no instructional needed.
Yeah. Dab some of that on your face.
Mm.
Behind your ears. Where's the dabbing place?
Oh, my God.
What are you wearing? Is that halibut?
Yeah. I don't know why, but I want to go to Long John Silver's.
Proponents claim it increases the chance of attracting men by spreading their pheromones, chemicals made by the body to attract mates in some animals. But doctors say there's little evidence to support that this works.
The same way in humans
and warn that the trend carries serious risks of infections. Including Thrush, that women could get from this.
That's your favorite band?
No, that's Rush.
Oh. I would say this. Forget the actual result. I think any guy will be turned on by seeing a woman thrust her hand down her pants, scoop her private parts, and lather it on her back.
So can I tread lightly on a subject here?
Yeah, yeah.
Preston, this is your inner bill. Well, make sure you stay within FCC guidelines.
I will.
That is all.
I will.
I just want the jury to know that Kathy gave the approval on this.
Okay. Well, because it's something... I want to know if it's my question.
I will use this...
Zapping.
I will use this delicately. I will just call it the scent of a woman.
Right.
It's a great movie.
Yes.
That is a good movie.
What? I've never been as turned on as when the woman vabbed.
What's that smell?
I smell fish. It must be lobster week.
Kathy.
Yeah.
It can be in my experience, and listen, I've been a one scent of a woman kind of a guy for a long, long, long time.
As have I, yeah.
But there are times when it's nice. It's I don't mind that.
Oh, I didn't know if that's where you were going.
What did you think I was going to talk about?
I don't know. That, similar, but not that.
What you're saying is, and I think I agree with this. There is such a good association with that scent.
Yeah.
Scents that we talked about, the smell of sulfur in some cases can be it elicits a response.
Now, you recall that I did have an ex who smelled like burnt rubber.
Right. Well, okay, so this was...
And that's how you got into NASCAR.
Yeah, that's right.
So are you're associating that with your wife. So is that what's nice about it, or would you actually like to smell it on her neck?
No, I wouldn't want to smell it on her neck.
Okay.
Unless you had a neck vagina.
Right.
Well done.
Like gills?
Yeah.
Oh, right, my God.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that makes me think of that scene in The Boys.
That's
the
exactly
season.
What happened. Yeah, yeah.
The first season of The Boys.
Oh, my God. That's talking.
Horrible. Yeah.
But, yes, no, I wouldn't want to smell it on her anywhere near her face.
Right, I agree.
Or anything like that. But
100%.
But I think that can be, that's
Kathy.
It can be a pleasant scent.
All right.
No, Steve, let's not go there.
Well, you know, like a way a woman will take an atomizer and spray her cleavage a little bit.
Right.
It's kind of an enticing thing. Would you ever take care of yourself with toilet paper and then dab your cleavage?
Oh, my God.
Ever.
Ever. Yeah. First, ever the orgasms on Monday. Now this. Like, what? Someone help me.
By the way, are we not living in a disgusting world where this is a thing? I've never. Was that ever promoted as an option for men? Because I don't think. Right. Like you take your
smells like
groin
balls.
Sweat and that. I get that by nature this is supposed to cause a response biochemically, but I think it's all wrong.
Wait.
Were you reading this? There's a thing. Hold on.
Wait, it says basic rules for vabbing, right? Shower and bathe beforehand. Wash hands before and after. If you go to the gym, wipe down gym equipment before and after use.
Well, that's just good.
What
does
that have to do with that?
Have to do with it?
That's just common sense right there.
They just threw that in there just to make sure.
Proper etiquette.
Be kind, rewind.
Now, what it may do is if... It's almost like a secret elixir, you know, like you've taken something to make you more sexy, and it might make women feel a little bit more empowered, right. A little more alluring to the opposite sex same sex, whatever.
That's my vagina.
Right, but it might, you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. It to me all seems weird, but at least that's something to hold on to as to why this might be a thing. How many? I'm waiting for the great big book of stupid TikTok trends.
Oh, yeah.
Because they
oh, yeah.
There should be.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be my regular Saturday night read.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be my regular Saturday night thing, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Vagina. Vagina.
That's Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah,
saying that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Vagina.
I forgot what movie that's from, but... anyhow, this by doing this, not only could you risk some infections, including thrush, but it could also lead to problems with fertility, according to a doctor.
Loss of friends.
Bacteria on women's fingers can lead pelvic inflammatory disease, where the bugs spread from the cervix to organs higher up.
This is getting worse by the minute.
This can lead to scarring in the fallopian tubes, making it difficult for fertilized eggs to reach the womb.
How about, you know what, just smell clean. That's a big enticement for me. Smelling clean, a little bit of a fragrance is nice. I've never thought, gee, this woman does not smell enough like a vagina.
Yeah, listen, you know, to be honest, and like I said, even though I enjoy, I don't mind that scent at all. If I were near a woman and I were smelling, if I noted that scent, I'd be like, wow, I can smell that all the way through her pants.
Yes.
Right? I'd be like, man.
I
don't think so. I'm going to pass.
My wife has what she calls her signature scent, some, you know, that she'll wear her perfumes periodically. We joke about it. But when she's just clean and smell, and she's always clean, she's very hygienic. I like that smell.
Just a nice clean.
Just a nice clean
smell. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay. So videos containing the phrase vabbing, which is a combination of the words vagina and dabbing.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for the explanation.
Have since racked up millions of views. The act itself is not entirely unsafe, but you do need to make sure that you are clean if you're going to do that, because ladies can, you know, you don't want to get something internally that can cause an infection or something along those lines. Vabbing was actually coined in 2019 by sex expert and author Shan Boodram, who claimed that she had been using the method to attract men for over a decade.
Uh-huh.
She said, I am certain that every single time I employ it, it makes me feel like an enchanted goddess.
Of course.
With a delicious secret, she wrote in her book.
I rubbed my vagina on the back of my ears.
The secret. TikTok video by Mandy Lee in June reinvigorated the trend with younger audiences. So
I think it's all stupid.
Yeah, I don't think there's really anything.
There's not. It's not a thing. Don't try it.
Dabbing. All right, let's go back into the draw. All right, got one. Sunburn. I got sunburn over the last weekend.
You made a bad call, didn't you?
I made a bad call. Yeah. We were taking a short bike ride to go to a restaurant. I was like, we'll be out in the sun for 5 minutes tops. And then we got there, and there was like a 30-minute wait to get in. So we went and rode the bikes around. So I hadn't applied any sunscreen. Later on that day, I'm like, sunburn. And you know what? And being fair complected, yes. My dermatologist is adamant about sunscreen.
You got to be careful.
Sunburn, skin, you're susceptible to skin cancer. Please, please, please be careful. And I felt like a dick after doing that.
I've
been burned my entire life. As a kid, I had blisters on my face.
I remember, over the course of the years we've worked together, earlier on, you racked up some heavy-duty sunburns.
Yeah, which could, down the road, be very damaging to me. You know, it's over time, it can cause cancer. So, but a lead pharmacist and health advisor for Simply Meds online said that proper after sun creams and lotions are always advised for soothing any burns. However,
would dabbing help?
You can't, maybe.
Yeah.
But you can also soothe burns straight from the refrigerator.
Oh, good.
All right. So there are some natural remedies for sunburns. This is not protecting you against sunburn. This is afterwards.
After you've been burned, you can apply these things from your refrigerator to help mitigate the pain?
Yes.
All right. So my mom did one, and I'm curious as to whether or not it's on this list. And
all right.
It's,
do you want to mention it first? Go ahead, and I'll see if it's on this list.
Iced tea bags.
No, not on this list.
But apparently there are, like, I think it's tannins or tannic acid.
That's common, Nick. I've heard that.
So my mom would make iced tea, and do the thing where she would put the pitcher, let it sit out in the sun, and then put the pitcher into the refrigerator, and then she would take the tea bags. If we had had, sunburn, me and my brothers.
Okay.
And, do you know it'll help?
Allow those tea bags to rest on, like, our back or our shoulders or whatever, and it soothed. It felt better.
And Arnold the Bomber. Which is a Vabbing and an Arnold Palmer.
Interesting. Arnold the Bomber. All right, no, you can use Greek yogurt.
Well, that would make sense.
With it being kept in the fridge, it will also provide a lovely cooling sensation to your skin. It's obviously cheaper than the lotions and so on. The doctor said applying cold yogurt to any areas of sunburn can help to both soothe and cool the area.
Put the lotion on.
Put the yogurt in the basket.
Put the goddamn yogurt in the basket.
In the basket.
The Greek yogurt.
Oh, it's like the Greeks thinking they can fix everything with yogurt and Windex.
One more time, Casey.
Is she a great big fat person?
Play the
bass. Put the f***ing in the basket.
That's for sunburn.
Yeah.
I just can't do it down there in the well.
Put the
yogurt in the basket. Put the goddamn yogurt in the basket. I've heard the tannins thing, Nick, with tea bags. That has some sort of effect.
So Greek yogurt contains beneficial probiotics such as lactic acid bacteria.
Amateur biotics?
Which can help your burns to heal better and faster. You can apply a spoonful of cold yogurt on the burnt area of the skin, and it should soothe the area within minutes. So put the yogurt in the basket.
You should put the yogurt on, tuck your wiener between your legs.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
See how that goes.
This is working very well.
How do you feel?
I don't feel sunburned anymore. I can do a full puck and it doesn't hurt.
Oh, goodness. Have you ever seen Silence of the Lambs?
Of course.
Okay, I'm just curious if any of this is getting through to you.
Oh, no, I got it. It's just all that funny.
Oh, shut up. One more time. Put the lotion in the basket, you would.
Put the lotion in the basket.
He's so angry.
Okay.
Lotion's expensive.
You can also...
He's upset about the money.
Yeah.
All right,
that's mainly it.
Put the lotion in the basket.
I'm not made of money.
Yeah.
You know how much it costs to build this well down here?
That's a good point.
All right.
I don't want to live at goddamn Alta.
You can use honey as well for sunburn. I never thought of that.
No. You can use honey for anything.
While you might think it's usually reserved to drizzle on your yogurt, it can also be used on sunburn. By the way, you combine most of this stuff, it makes for a lovely little treat.
Oh, a parfait!
So, crammed with antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties and rich in natural antioxidants, honey can be a fantastic remedy for burnt skin.
So, my wife is now a beekeeper and is going through this whole process. We're going to possibly have some honey at the end of this season.
Nice.
Bees have to wait about a year. But we have tons of honey around the house. One thing I realized, though, anything sticky like honey or sugar water, all the things that are involved around beekeeping, drive me crazy.
Yeah. So, I don't think I would like the
honey.
Stickiness.
I don't think I would like that
on the skin.
What about just like even breaking off the from the aloe plant, like, and actually getting it right from the plant?
Right. We used to do that. Yeah. We had an aloe plant at home, and would use it for cuts and things like that, but also sunburn. Yeah. You can apply the honey directly to any burn area. Leave for around 20, 30 minutes before rinsing it off. 20 or 30 minutes? That sticky stuff all over you?
Wow. Okay. That'd be crazy.
All right, cucumbers. Or something you can use as well. If you've ever used cucumber on your eyes after a heavy night, you'll know that they are renowned for their cooling properties.
What was the way your mother said to fight anal cancer? Was it with tomatoes?
No, you just combined two things. the tomatoes, where you eat tomatoes before going out in the sun, and it acts as a natural sunscreen for a short period of time.
Okay.
You can't go to the beach for hours and expect that you'll be okay because you ate a tomato.
All right. The salad component can help reduce inflammation that might occur after burning your skin. You can either cut the cucumber up into slices and place those on the area, or blend them into a blender and apply the mixture over the burnt skin to cool it down. For a little soothing effect, you can throw them in the freezer for a half hour. Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. So you tie the two together with my mom, and I'm just over here laughing because I just need to relive this for 1 second. She said to me when Farrah Fawcett got anal cancer, well, you know how she got that, right? And I was like, no, I have no idea how. And she told me it was mind you, I was a full-blown adult at this time because of that type of...
Butt sex. Romance.
Yes, that type of romance. I was like,
romance.
I'm not a kid anymore. You can't make up these ridiculous things so that I don't go and do it.
I'm going to stop my daughter from ever having butt sex. You know how Farrah Fawcett died, didn't you?
Romance.
You cannot, Jerry, you don't have to try, by the way. Don't worry about it.
You cannot make love.
You've already ruined it.
Yeah. Make love with your ass.
You cannot make love with your hiney. You just can't do it.
Yeah, it can't be like called lovemaking.
It can't be romance.
Well, you haven't had me.
I don't know. All right, so carrots also can be used, but you eat them. Like the tomatoes can.
Yeah.
All right, so when I eat, and I like carrots, don't get me wrong, but they're so crunchy that, like, after a little while, I kind of, like, feel like I'm giving myself a headache. Because when you crunch down, like, I feel like my... Do you know what...
Yeah, like a jaw workout.
Yeah, but then not only that, but, like, everything in my head is rattling. Now, pay
attention. That's because you start paying attention to it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cook them.
This is because the beta-carotene in the vegetable, which is a carotenoid...
Yes.
Which works to naturally aid the healing of sunburn from the inside out, can help prevent those with sensitive skin from suffering with bad burns.
Is it an old wives' tale that if you eat a ton of carrots, your skin will actually turn a little orange?
It happens.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kathy.
No, my nephew was orange for a little while.
What?
My cousin. The tips of his fingers, the tip of his nose.
Shut up.
Yeah. Because he ate so many carrots.
And so I think that has something to do with the chemical that you just described.
Keratin.
The keratin,
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. So Preston, my cousin... lived basically carrots all the time, just walk, just the snacking on carrots had an orange hue to her.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I never knew that.
And if you drink excessively and do drugs, you'll wake up the next morning green.
I've seen that.
Pick your color.
All right, then one other food can help you. Blueberries.
I love blueberries.
Rich antioxidants that can help to fight off free radicals that can damage skin due to the sun exposure. They're also a great source of vitamin C, which can help prevent aging and fine lines developing. So this is more of a...
standard.
You eat these. You don't rub them on you or anything like that.
Is not Jersey considered the blueberry capital of the country, right?
I don't know. Here's my question about New Jersey. Is every vegetable,
Jersey corn, Jersey tomatoes, Jersey blueberries.
Jersey blueberries. Like, everything. Jersey peaches. I see all this stuff.
Or is it
like,
just because there's a lot of farm?
There's a lot of farms, and it's great farmland, and it's wonderful produce, but, they also grow them wonderfully in other states,
right.
Also, hang on. Over in Cape May, there's a little farm area behind, not behind Cape May, but basically west and north of Cape May.
Yeah.
And that used to be, the lima bean capital of the world.
They had a lima bean festival last year in Cape May. We just happened to be in town, and I'm like, I saw the signs for it.
Yeah.
I don't have a great relationship with lima beans.
I'm not a lima bean fan.
Yeah, no, me neither. But also, I also used to hate Brussels sprouts, and now I love them. So, maybe...
Lima beans are okay.
The jury's still out on lima beans.
Well, maybe. I haven't had a lima bean, I don't think,
As an adult, I don't think I've had a lima bean.
Are you saying you've done lima beans dirty?
No, they did me dirty.
Okay.
And so maybe I'll try one, but it's got to be like prepared properly.
The self-proclaimed blueberry capital of the world is at Hamilton, New Jersey.
Okay. There we go.
Okay.
Well, loves me some blueberries.
Every year, Steve, they have the Red, White, and Blueberry Festival, and there's a big farm that hosts it. Oh, guess who went there in 1984?
Who?
Ronald Reagan.
Oh, stop it.
I swear to God.
In Cape May?
No, Hamilton.
In Hamilton. Hamilton, wow. New Jersey.
Okay.
It's great to be here at the blueberry capital of the world. Jesus Christ, get me out of here.
He was just tired of it.
Yeah.
It's off to Cape May where they have the lima bean thing going on. Then if I'm a lucky guy, I'll walk into a spinning prop.
So there was a cover band around called the Lima Bean Riot. I don't know if they
remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. So, all right, was that just a funny name, or was there a Lima Bean Riot?
My
that we
guess
don't know
is there
about?
Was some sort of dish.
Mm-hmm.
I always got them mixed up with Love Seed Mama Jump. Remember
yeah.
them?
Yeah.
Yep.
Didn't they did the ABC 6? Love Seed Mama Jump did the.
I forget, but I know Pierre's old producer, the guy that preceded me, Michael Anthony Thompson, was a singer for Lima Bean Riot for a stretch. Yeah, I think they had a few different singers over the years. But
was there an actual? You're wondering if there was a
Lima
riot,
Bean Riot,
or maybe they just made it up?
Yeah,
because it was goofy sounding. I don't know. Nick, can you look up and see if there was indeed at some point a riot over lima beans?
It sounds like a or a dish. You know, sometimes they'll call a riot a collection of different.
Oh. Okay.
Case. Yeah. We can go see Lima Bean Riot in
Where?
Sea Isle.
When?
Labor Day weekend.
Okay. Oh. All right. Let's go.
All right. Fair enough.
Well, when's the Preston Elliott Trio playing again? Because
You know what? I got a text from Andrew yesterday wondering when we were going to jam
again.
I thought
they were throwing you out of the band.
No. He even said, we sound better with you.
Oh.
Wasn't that nice?
Or that's very
more,
nice.
Or we have more fun with you or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. That's good.
You know, I don't want to say that incorrectly. Let me look up the text right now. He wrote, awesome. It's way more fun when you jam with us.
Oh, that's great. Right.
That's what he said. So. Yeah, five times famous.
They like
I don't know.
You.
Sometime before the summer's up, we'll play another gig.
Nice.
We'll figure that out. But anyhow, maybe we'll open for Lima Bean Riot. I don't know. We'll have to see. All right, let me see what else, if I can find one more thing.
Oh, yeah, you got to look into that this.
Is cool, from the junk drawer. All right, here's one. Facebook use by teenagers has fallen dramatically, according to a new survey by the Pew Research Center.
Facebook does seem to be the providence of
an older crowd.
I haven't been on Facebook in years.
Neither have I. But it's a good way to stay in touch with, you know, high school, college friends, stuff like that.
Do you know what I use Facebook for? Mm-hmm. Logging onto my Oculus.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I do.
You know what, though? If you are looking for somebody, it's easier to find, like, someone that you don't have contact with. It's easier to find them on Facebook than
really?
Instagram or TikTok.
But here's what's interesting. Use of the social site by Americans ages 13 to 17 has dropped nearly 40% since 2014. But what would you say is the most popular amongst apps, sites, things like that, social media?
For teenagers or overall?
Yeah, for teenagers.
Instagram?
Oh, probably TikTok or Snapchat.
Yeah, I'd say TikTok.
What do you think, Kath?
Snapchat.
It's actually YouTube.
Followed by TikTok.
I know, okay. I don't consider it as well, but it is.
Yeah.
Maybe social media is not the right term for it, but I mean.
Okay, so if you're, what do they use the most for outside the realm of being social, quote unquote social? Yeah, YouTube, I think, would be obvious because so much content is consumed off of YouTube.
My kids are constantly watching whatever it may be on YouTube, whether it's, you know, anime or you know, TikTok or, I mean, YouTube creators and stuff like that. That's just what is on in my house all the time.
I pretty
time.
Much cringe anytime my son grabs the remote because he'll put YouTube up and then I'm like stuck watching like Dude Perfect, which I don't get it, you know, but I will watch it. And then I watched the other day, Preston, this guy, he was attempting to eat this insane amount of food in like an hour's time. It was like a full pizza, a bucket of wings, a bag of...
Doritos. There was something else in there, and he did it in like an hour and two. But I, yeah, that was one thing. I was like, oh, okay, this is actually interesting.
You're not making
to watch.
A strong case.
Yeah. I do watch quite a bit of YouTube, but it's me searching out. It's usually like instructional things. I either watch golf or drum videos. Mainly what I'm watching.
My teacher for all, if I'm trying to pick up a new piece of software, I'm Premiere Pro now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of getting good at that. So, and that's all I learned the best from YouTube videos.
Sure. That's how I watch late night TV is YouTube. So if I watch Colbert or Kimmel the next day or whatever, I'm never staying up to watch it.
Right.
I'll just watch all of it the next day on YouTube.
Oh, you know what? Can I double back real quick a second?
Yeah.
I just saw a text that made me think of something. We were talking about Five Times Famous, the band that I play
with. Yes.
I got a text and it says, hey, do you need a left-handed bassist? Actually, the guys were like, would you mind throwing the word out there and see if somebody wants to play bass with us?
Wow. Really?
Okay.
Well, have them contact. Are you going to audition?
Reach out to me, and I'll put you in touch with them and let them do the work. So.
Slapping the bass.
So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there.
There you go.
But it's, you know, it's strictly down the shore. And it's really free. You have to be open to just jamming and playing off the cuff.
It's a free-form jazz journey, isn't it?
There you go. Yeah, free-form jazz explosion. but YouTube is the overall favorite. TikTok is second.
Right.
Instagram and Snapchat. So that's for teenagers, 13 to 17 years old.
So I wonder if you break it down into the subcategories, which is which ones do they passively watch and which ones do they actively post to?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing TikTok is...
Yeah, the posting, I would think so. But I was kind of surprised. I thought TikTok would be number one for sure.
It's a good reminder for our younger listeners that we're on YouTube every day. You can watch
Absolutely.
Us.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. It's kind of weird because and we were talking about this the other day, Kathy, about Instagram forcing you to... They've made it harder to just simply, I think, just regular post. Yeah. And now they force you to... They want to corral you into that Reels.
Oh, well, and they're paying like people on Instagram to post Reels instead of
that's their TikTok competitor.
And now YouTube has Shorts.
Yeah.
And it's not my thing. I don't like that.
No, I'm not into it.
I prefer either the video that I'm looking for at the length that I want to, and I can scroll through and you know, skip forward or back up. I'm the master of time.
Yes.
When it comes to that.
Yeah.
But these little short videos, it doesn't fit in with my
busy schedule.
Well, no, I mean, just my attention span or whatever it may be. I don't know.
They actually, Instagram tried to get me to turn my stories into a reel the other day.
They wanted they wanted to collab.
Yeah, no. But like
prompted you?
I opened up the app and then this thing came up and it said, turn your stories into a reel. And it did it for me. And it like put it to music. I was like, I don't even know this song. And first of all, it was like a rap song, and they wanted me to post all of my. Well, I guess maybe you're right, but I didn't click the button to see what I could do with it.
Right.
Like if I wanted to do a reel, I would have made a reel.
It's if you haven't seen and it's a little bit older now, but that documentary called The Social Dilemma.
Yeah.
It just shows a little bit on how these apps and social networks what they do to kind of manipulate you. To get you to, you know, like, and they have these personalities that are playing the parts of the actual computer components. And they'll say, like, hey, you know, Casey hasn't posted in a little while. Let's send him over a notification real quick and show him that John over there just posted a video. Maybe that'll get him going. Maybe that'll get him interested, you know. And they do these little prompts, these algorithms.
It's an eye-opener.
And as soon as they see the bait that you take, they'll start throwing more of it to you via notification.
You are the product.
You're the product.
That's what you're dealing with. And they're now class action lawsuits from parents who believe... In one case, that their daughter was driven into anorexia because of algorithms pointing her towards ways like to hide her eating patterns from her parents and stuff like that. And but that's how tweaked these algorithms are to target the person who's looking at it. Did you spend a second or two? Oh, that caught their eye for a second.
Oh,
they
might
be interested.
Yeah, if you've lingered on this particular post
that's
for a certain
enough.
Amount of time, that's an indicator to go, we need to send more material like that to this person. And it's crazy that it can do that to hundreds of millions of people. And you know, it's insane. So it's worth a look. It's called The Social Dilemma. I think it was on Netflix.
Yes, it was.
But anyhow. All right, the junk drawer is done. We're closing it up. I'm shutting it right now. So... I got some other things that we will get to a little bit later on. I do promise you that. Let's take a break and come back and get into the Bizarre File stories, yes, if you will. So we will return shortly. Hang in there. We got a Friday before us, and we'll kick it off in fine fashion when we return with Froggy.
Get social with Preston and Steve and WMMR. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, and probably other places.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Dose of Froggy to begin our weekend officially.
So damn good.
I love it.
So damn good. I you know, between the recorded version and that version, they're neck
and neck.
You
got like the live one? Or?
I like the energy of the live one, yeah, and I like the... I love them both.
Casey, pull up the pull up the studio version. Let's hear that, too. Why not? It's like it's a minute
back
long
to back
or whatever, but I want to hear that, too. There are elements of the studio version that I like as well, but that live one had a cool little spontaneity to it. Fired up, Casey. About both of them.
Yes.
That I love. All right. You want to mention something before we get to the Bizarre File, Steve?
I promise I'm going to do this. When I went out to visit my dad in Dallas, it turns out there's a large contingent of Preston and Steve fans out there, and I got to meet a number of them. And so I got the names here. I want to make sure I get them all right. It's Debbie Dyke and Gary Dyke. Yes, the Dykes. Sarah Cohn, Lene Lewis, Corey Lewis, and Zach Burns, all a big fans of the Preston and Steve Show, all super nice, and supporting the show out there in Dallas.
In Dallas, the city by the bay. That's
city
amazing.
City by the bay. City never sleeps. Also, the city of lights.
And right. The city of lights, yeah, too. It's all. That's cool. Thank you. No matter where you listen, we do appreciate
it's
the
great
love.
It's yes
wonderful. All right, Bizarre File, here we go.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Preston and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you this morning by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home from water damage, cracks in your foundation, and mold with DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Preston and Steve listeners, you get 15% off when you mention our show. So go to DryTechCorp.com. Let's begin with this. This is a great story. A teenager wanted for car theft has been jailed after he was found hiding inside a teddy bear.
What?
Joshua Dobson, who is 18, became the subject of a UK police search after stealing a Mitsubishi and then not paying for gas at a gas station on the same day. However, after attending his address, officers became baffled when they heard a stuffed toy in the house breathing.
So I've seen these super huge teddy bears.
We have one.
Was it one of those?
We have one at home.
Yeah.
And I couldn't fit inside it, but somebody like Casey could fit inside of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
We did that. Cored out the teddy because we had one and it was you know, I had seen better days and I wanted to scare I believe it was my wife. So
did it work?
No. Oh, yeah. No, but we took all the stuffing out and then we stuck one of my kids in it.
You should have stolen a car. Apparently that's what this guy did. Yeah.
So upon examining the bear, they found the suspect stuffed inside. Dobson, who had
I'm a teddy ruxpin.
Had cut a hole in the toy and somehow managed to fit himself inside the lining in a bizarre bid to dodge arrest.
That's insane.
He was later detained and handed a 9-month prison sentence during a court appearance last month.
This is just a moderately large. We're looking at a picture of a. It's just a.
It's not even that big.
Court documents show Dobson was sentenced to a total of 32 weeks in prison for a series of offenses, but he made a good effort at it. A naked Florida man. A lot of great stories.
Yeah.
Start with that. Was arrested Monday after he threw a machete at someone and caused some chaos at a gas station.
Your balls are showing.
The sheriff's office said a civilian spotted Brandon Wright as he carried a machete and picked palmetto berries while completely naked.
What a lovely day.
Yeah. Right.
I think I'll get naked, take my machete, and pick palmetto berries.
The officer had approached the civilian and demanded that he, or I'm sorry, Wright had approached the guy with the machete. Yeah.
Good day, Constable.
Approached a civilian and demanded that he give him his clothes, wallet, and phone while brandishing his machete.
Or I'll cut your head off.
The sheriff's office said that the victim tried to comply with Wright's demands until the suspect threw his machete at the victim's chest. However, the machete did not injure the victim.
I think I'll defecate in a potted plant.
Only the handle had hit him.
Yeah.
Deputy said Wright ran off into some brush and got into a white Dodge Challenger. According to the sheriff's office, a responding deputy recognized Wright's description from a previous incident where he was naked in the same area.
Yeah. Any identifying features to this gentleman?
Wright was later spotted still naked outside of a gas station at an air unit. Spotted Wright while he yelled at drivers, did push-ups, and behaved erratically.
All right.
All while naked with a machete.
Push-ups? Yeah.
Yep. So deputies eventually arrived.
Gotta be fit.
They arrested Wright on charges of attempted robbery with a deadly weapon, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He is a convicted felon with a criminal history involving kidnapping, false imprisonment, possession of cocaine, possession of a firearm and ammunition by a convicted felon, and battery on a law enforcement officer.
Did he get to keep his berries?
They didn't say. I would think they would impound those if they took them into the jail.
Evidence.
A woman was killed on Wednesday in Garden City, South Carolina, after a loose beach umbrella impaled her in the chest.
Oh, yep. Wow. Another one of these stories.
It's actually a bit of fear of mine when at the beach and the wind starts picking up. I'm like, man, where are we in the wind and what umbrella do I have to keep an eye on just in case?
It's not like it never happens.
It happens with
enough frequency.
Yeah. The umbrella was blown by the wind from its anchoring in the sand, hitting Tammy Peralt in the chest.
That's terrible.
She was taken to the hospital. She had succumbed to her injuries. About 3,000 people are injured by beach umbrellas every year.
That's why I wear a suit of armor every time I go to the beach.
That's the only way to go to the beach.
Yep.
And you look like C-3PO.
Yep.
A beach umbrella's wide canopy, of course, allows it to get caught up in the strong winds if it's not anchored properly, and the spiked end poses a danger.
Have they done anything? If you notice, have they modified the technology at all to accommodate for this?
Listen, dude, we bought what I deem to be the best beach umbrella ever.
Which is?
I will have to get the brand name from Rochelle, but it's kind of hard to explain, but there is this this triangular-shaped tarp that has a hole in it. And essentially, you lay that on the sand, you put the umbrella into the ground, into the sand, inside that, and then you pile sand up on top of this triangular-shaped tarp, and it's got hooks on it that go up and anchor onto the actual base of the umbrella itself. So it's about 50 pounds of weight.
Wait, are you talking
holding that umbrella in place?
The sand is on the ground in, like, pockets?
Yeah, I'd have to
is
show
it. Is it a pool cabana?
No. And I've seen these other things that you can use sand to use as
counterweight
ballast, essentially.
That's what I immediately, when I heard this story initially, that's what I thought. Is because I have the cool cabana with the sand, and I'm like, that eliminates a lot of these injuries.
Well, it becomes a javelin.
Yeah.
Yep. So there are some umbrellas you can get out there, Steve, that will pretty much hold it
in
place.
I want to see what you have. Send us a
link. I will. All right, this is a terrible story. A horse pulling a carriage along a street in midtown Manhattan collapsed in the middle of the road on Wednesday. Video
this show. Very hard.
As the footage of the steed on its side restarted the heated debate over the future of carriage horses in New York City. The horse was pulling the carriage up 9th Avenue when it suddenly fell to the ground.
God damn it. It is so effing hot.
A bystander.
Yeah, I'm a talking horse.
Christian Parker said, I heard this thud and it sounded almost like a car, but then I turned my head and it was this poor horse in the middle of 9th Avenue. Another witness, Kevin Gonzalez, said that after the horse went down, the man driving the carriage started to hit the animal with a small whip, hoping to get it back on his feet. He started whipping it, saying, get up, like, bro, don't whip your horse. He obviously needs some water. He looked dehydrated. The driver had no choice but to let the horse lay there while the NYPD doused it with water and ice, assuming that it had suffered from heat exhaustion. The horse named Ryder stayed resting on the hot pavement for some time, but eventually got back up on the sun. Now, police took it to the stable. A veterinarian checked it out. The union that represents horse carriage drivers said that the vet ultimately made a preliminary diagnosis of EPM, or equine protozoal myelencephalitis, a neurological infection caused by possum droppings.
Ew.
So the horse wasn't overheated. It had this condition.
Possum droppings.
Horses are not allowed out on especially hot and humid days like this past Tuesday or other days during the heat wave, but Wednesday was safe and Ryder was not overheated or dehydrated, according to the veterinarian. Okay.
So they had a massive overhaul of a lot of these. I think they did it here in Philadelphia as well, where they really tried to exert some more control over how the horses are treated.
Advocates have called for horse and carriage rides to be banned in the city.
Or at least don't feed them possum droppings.
The city council is considering that legislation now. All right, and there you go. That's all I have time for in the bizarre file for now. We're going to take a break. Don't forget our Word of the Week prize, $500. We're going to give away from the Bagster. It is at the end of the program that we will do that. If you've been keeping track of the letters, make sure you hang with us. And we might have a contest that we'll get to here in a little bit. So we got a lot of things to give to you this morning as we head into the weekend. We'll be back in just a sec.
The Preston and Steve Show Podcast, 93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks.
There's a clip. Steve sent this over to me. It's from a YouTube account. I think it's called They Ruined It.
Yes.
Yeah. And they have all kinds of funny audio edits that are pretty classic. This one is entitled, This Is What Pearl Jam Sounds Like. For people who don't like Pearl Jam. And by the way, yes, everybody and their brother sent this to Nick.
Yes.
So he got that. But listen to this. This is what Pearl Jam sounds like to people who don't like Pearl Jam. Here we go. God, I love stuff like that.
It's so good.
Oh, man.
That is sucking on a chili dog for Pearl Jam.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally. Look, wait, I'm going to play another one of those little rants here again. Hang on a second. Speaking of sucking on a chili dog, hang on a second, I got a
sucking on a chili dog.
Yeah, here.
Sucking on a chili dog.
I got an email from this gal. Her name is Sarah Anderson, and she's got a 1-year-old daughter named Sadie. She said, I was getting her ready for bed. She was very fussy, kept moving around, and I couldn't get a diaper or PJs on her. Usually I'll try singing to distract her, but my go-to songs aren't working these days, and it's mostly Beatles songs, and that's devastating. But out of desperation for bedtime to end, I landed on a particular song, and I started singing Sucking on a Chili Dog. Sucking on a Chili Dog. And it worked.
Yes!
She started to stop thrashing and fussing and was just staring at me, smiling while I sang. And it was hilarious and adorable, which is par for the course for this sweet girl. Needless to say, she's a big fan, just like her mom, of you guys, and I couldn't be prouder.
Wow. Is this the new baby shark?
Maybe. Okay. She said, I'll be sure to write in again when her first phrase is something like, they did it, or even a simple yoo-hoo. For now, I'll include a picture of her from her first birthday party this week, and she just turned one on August 9th.
That's awesome.
Thanks for the laughs, and have a nice flight. That's from Sarah Anderson.
That's so great.
Thank you. Sarah, I appreciate it. And then another quick email. You know what? This is what we'll do.
Do it.
Yeah.
We're gonna play a contest. We're gonna do Loop There It Is.
All right.
So we've taken these songs, and I'll read a couple more emails because I want to get these out of the way while we're waiting for you to call in. We got a bunch of different things to give away.
We got product to move.
Yeah.
Prizes. So if you're interested in playing and winning whatever we got, rock on. Call now. We'll play a little looped segment of a song and see if you can identify the song. 215-263-WMMR, and we got 10 or 12 things to give away, so give us a call right now. Here's an email while we're waiting for your calls. It says, I've only been listening for a couple of years, but imagine my surprise when I discovered that I was completely wrong about Preston and Steve. I've only seen pictures of you guys, never anything live, so I always assumed that Preston was bald and Steve was not. Several days ago, I was listening to the podcast about showering, and Preston had mentioned his frustration of having to go through 7 hair conditioners to find the only shampoo. And I'm thinking, well, why the hell would he need shampoo? So that got me to Googling the show. Needless to say, my world exploded. I had always detached the voices to the faces, and now that theater of the mind has been torn asunder. And I'm having a difficult time recalibrating, and now I'm afraid to even find out what the rest of the crew looks like.
It's tough, man.
When I'm listening to the show, I often think that I'm listening to a group of the happiest idiots on radio, but I guess I get to join the club. Maybe Kathy and I can swim to Alaska. That's great. That's from listener John, so he just did not know who was who.
We'll occasionally around here, even in our own building, at our own place of employment, get called the wrong name.
Oh, yeah. I don't even acknowledge it.
I just say, yeah, what do you want?
Yeah, on occasion, I'll say, well, I'm Preston, by the way. But for the most part, I'm just like, it's fine.
Somebody says, do you want another credit card? I'll take out credit cards in your name. I'll do stuff like that.
You know, something happened to me at the Phish concert over the weekend that I really appreciated. All right. So I was talking to one of these, a listener of the show, Preston. Yeah. She works at Butcher and Barkeep, Sexy Fry.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe it was her husband, because it was her and another. And they were like, oh, I love the show, blah, blah, blah. And then the one guy was like, I don't listen. Right.
Yeah.
And so I was like, thank you for saying that. Like, don't, like I hate it when people are like, oh yeah, I'm like, I listen. I'm like, you don't have to say that. No, you
it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to not listen. Yeah.
It's totally fine.
We'd like you to if you enjoy it.
But don't lie. Be like, oh yeah, yeah, I listen. Like, and then I can totally tell. I'm like, you don't have to say that you love
you
the show.
You try to pump up for information. You like light up a cigarette and go, so what do you like about the show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
You call them out on it.
Yeah, I do hate when people go out of their way, though, to tell you they don't listen. Like, what? How about just don't say anything?
Well, he didn't. But you know what, Kath? He didn't go out of his way. It wasn't like one of those things where he was like, I don't listen.
I listen to TED Talks.
Right. Well, that's the thing. They start rattling off what they do listen to.
It's fine.
It's like, okay. Yeah. All right. That's you know what? I don't listen to those things, so we can't relate. I'm busy doing my own radio show. But it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all fine. Yeah. All right. One more email. Okay. What?
Well, no, you're good.
Okay, one more email, and then we'll get the contest underway. And this is from Robert Farrell, our Disney artist listener.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He's really talented.
He has relocated, Nick. I don't know if you know this. He moved from L.A. to Orlando.
He was at Disneyland in Los Angeles or Anaheim, and now he's in Florida.
Yeah, so he actually works as an artist for Disney.
Wait, there's a Disney property in Orlando?
There is. It's all the rage, Steve. So he says, listen, I'm not even a week into living in Central Florida. When cleaning paint off paintbrushes in my backyard, I look up. And I kid you not, I am face-to-face with a black bear.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know why, but the first thing I did was yell out, bear watch! And then I ran inside the house. And even when I'm looking death in the face, I'm still quoting PNS Zingers. So, yes, bear watch
holy,
is
no way.
All
no
I can way. Think to say. He said, love you guys. And he said, finally, I can listen to you live because he's on the East Coast.
That's still, when I, just in context of what you're saying, the whole concept of bear, a bear population in Florida, which is fairly robust, mm-hmm. I always forget they have them.
By the way, he writes, have a safe flight. Robert and the Disney artist. So
he is very talented, that guy.
Yeah, yeah. So thank
Too
you.
Too talented man. To listen to us.
Yeah. You know what? And I'll do a shout out real quick here because this one is dated today.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Gadzooks, I want to give a happy 36th birthday shout out to my bestie, Mary McKee. Mary grew up in Northeast Philly, but has lived in Northern Ireland since grad school.
That's right, because you come from Philadelphia, you know.
Mary and I grew up listening to you guys on the PMS show. On
I like how you went with the heavier Irish accent.
You always have to go to the most ridiculous stereotypical accent.
The PMS show on Y100 when we were in eighth grade.
She's actually used to listen to a show called Preston and Sam.
Mary has been podcasting since she moved to Ireland, and so many of our inside jokes our show references. Our group chat on WhatsApp with our friend Nicole is even named Hey Bitches, Hey What? And I've even sent her a piece of jewelry from Kathy's line for her birthday this year.
I actually remember this.
Okay.
Mary, you know, Kathy's the one who has the volcanic orgasm.
Stop it.
They know about that in Ireland?
Oh, yeah.
Know about it everywhere.
She said, Mary sent me a shout out on my 30th birthday, so I thought it was time to finally send one back to her. Her birthday is August 12th, but since she podcasts anytime this week, it would be great. Cheers to you and my best friend. Hope to see you soon. Thanks so much, you guys. Rock with love. Stephanie Watts from Southampton.
That's awesome.
Bucks Co.
That's awesome.
So a shout out, if Absolutely. You would, please, all the way to Northern Ireland for you. All right. We are going to play Loop. There it is, friends. Marissa has been working painstakingly this morning to put together some clips for us to have you identify, taking a short segment, like 1 second of a song, and then looping it over and over and over.
Speaking of Marissa, we'll have to grab a second today to hear about her trip.
Yes.
Because what it pertains to is, I believe, premiering this weekend.
Yes. Yes. It is South Park event. Yep. Right.
And did we ever get the Captain America story?
No.
Okay.
No, we did not. Get all that after all right. Loop, There It Is.
All right. We got to do some recaps with Marissa. All right. Let's play Loop, There It Is. Let's get some callers on the line. 215-263-WMMR. That is our number.
What's your level of expertise here? Do you think you do pretty well at Loop, There It Is? About 50-50.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe just a smidge better. But the key is hearing the very first part of the clip and then shutting off your brain.
Yeah, if you
and
lose
not
it.
Listening to the rest of it.
I agree 100%.
But it's so hard to do. So we're going to start off with Nancy and see how she does. Hi, Nancy. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Nancy, we're going to play Loop. There it is. We're taking a segment of a song and we are going to loop it and see if we can identify it. You ready to try this?
I'm ready.
I'll put you on hold. That way you might get a better signal feed. So hang on. Here we go. And here is our first loop. All right.
I think I know that.
Let's go back to Nancy.
No idea.
No guesses. All right. Thank
of course,
you,
I could be wrong. I'm actually, I absolutely know it.
All right. We'll try three callers. Right. And then we can go to a texter if we would feel the need to do that. All right. We'll try Ryan next. Hey, Ryan. How you doing, man?
Schnarf,
schnarf. Schnarf, schnarf. Ryan, you need to hear that again?
Snowball.
What's that?
I said it's Ryan, the human snowball.
Oh, the human snowball.
We love the human from the cardboard classic. All right. You want to hear it again, buddy?
No, I think it's German baby shark.
Mm. It's close, good. Not quite. It's sorry, good. Bud. Nope, incorrect.
It's damn good, though.
All right, we need another caller. It's a Grant that we go to. Hey, Grant.
Hey, good morning. Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, buddy. All right, do you need to hear it?
Yeah, one more time, please.
You got it. Hang on. Listen closely, especially to the first part. Here we go, Grant. All right. We'll go back to him and see if he knows it. All right, Grant, what is it?
Yeah. Jimi Hendrix.
I need the name of the song.
Jimi Hendrix is... Oh, I'm spacing out the name of the song.
Give it a second. Breathe. Touch your toes. Breathe into a paper bag. Assume the crash position.
You got three more seconds, Grant.
Fire.
What? Oh, fire, yes.
Yes.
Well done.
Yeah.
It is. That's all it took.
Fire from Jimi Hendrix. That's it.
See right, how Grant, I counted on them?
We got something for you. Here we go.
We got a pair of tickets to see Chris DiStefano, Right Intention, Wrong Move Tour. It's going to be Friday, October 28th at 10:30 p.m. actually, at the Fillmore Philadelphia. Tickets are on sale for this show right now via Ticketmaster. The
Very
early
cool.
show, by the way, the 8 o'clock show, totally sold out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let's get another one on board. It is listener Nick that gets the next loop. There it is, which is what we are playing. Nick, how you doing, man?
Hey, thanks a lot for bothering me at work.
It's our pleasure.
What we like to do. All right, Nick, we got a fresh one. You ready to try this out?
You got it.
All right, hang on. I think this might be a hard one. I haven't even heard this, and I think this will be a hard one. Here we go.
No way
is going to get this. In fact, I'm not going to.
Okay, no? What is it?
No.
You don't think so?
Oh, Marissa's looking at me going, oh, come on. I guarantee you no one would get this. I don't even know if our texters would get this.
Wait, play it again.
All right, here we go.
Does anyone have a pen?
Yes, you give him something. Here.
Give the man a pen.
Give this man a gun.
Wait for a second. No, not a gun.
Yeah. What's
that? All right, well, let me go to Nick and see if he has a guess. All right, Nick.
Jeez, I have no idea.
All right, wait a second. Wait,
you want me to keep him on hold, Steve?
No. You can let him go.
All right, thank you, Nick. Preston? Appreciate it.
No.
Nope.
Uh-uh. All right, but nope. Close-ish.
All right, for Marissa, we'll disappoint these listeners, and we'll go to more callers. Mark, are you there?
No, it's Mike.
Oh, hey, Mike.
Oh,
all right,
where's
Mike?
Mark?
Hey,
Mike.
Find a license plate guy from the Christmas Miracle.
Oh, yeah. Dude. It's homecoming week here.
It is. All right, Mike, do you want to hear that again?
Sure.
All right, hang on just a second. It sounds like a 1960s sci-fi movie soundtrack.
Welcome to the Genosphere.
Actually, there are some texters that are getting it.
All right.
Okay.
Was I close with my guess?
Kinda.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll go back to Mike. Hey, Mike.
All right. I know what it is.
What is
it? It's the Ride of the Valkyries by Wagner.
Yes, Mike. From the Ring trilogy. Yeah.
Yeah, but no. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. All right. One more caller gets to take a shot at it. Meredith, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Meredith. Do you need to hear it again?
Sure. Play it one more time, please.
Here we go. All right, a number of texters are getting it. So where are you, Meredith? You're on line six. All right, Meredith, any guess?
Outer Limits theme song.
I know. That's what I thought. Incorrect. No, but we will go to our texter, who is Jake. And Jake, are you there?
Rye bread.
Jake, what song is that?
What's that?
What song is that?
Oh, that's Audio Slave, Like a Stone.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah. Like a Stone.
Like a Stone.
Yeah. Hang on, bud. We got a prize for you. So, Steve's guest was Black Hole Sun.
Right.
Which, of course, Chris Cornell's lead singer.
Yeah.
Chris Cornell was lead singer on that song as well from Audio Slave. So, here's that clip. There you go. Right there. Tom Morello guitar solo. All right, what are we going to give? Who is our winner?
Jake, he got a lifetime supply of Rye Bran. No, I read that wrong. It is a $50 Buffalo Wild Wings gift card. Buffalo Wild Wings has specials on food from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and great deals on drinks all day. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only.
Put the rye bread in the back.
By the way, Nick, those who don't know the rye bread story, what was it again?
It was a neighbor that my brothers were offering up some yard work, and he thought that they said rye bread, and so it was an elderly neighbor, hard of hearing, and instead of saying yard work back to them, he said rye bread.
Jones.
This young men out here offering me rye bread.
No, sir. Yard work.
You know the classic story of the kids will pick up some extra money by wandering the town offering rye bread to people.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have a new one set up for Loop. There it is. It's Jimbo that we have online. Hey, Jimbo.
I have three testicles.
Three of them. You and Gary will get along great. All right, Jimbo, you ready to try Loop? There it is.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me put you on hold, and let's get to this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so good. That is so good.
Yeah.
Could they hear it? We were laughing too damn hard.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's the best.
All right, Jimbo.
Yes.
You know what song that is?
I believe it's Welcome to the Jungle.
Yes, it is. Well done. Oh, my God. Jimbo, hang on. Does it either sound like somebody pretending to be a machine gun or someone who has a stuttering problem?
Yeah, yeah.
So good.
Where's the... All right, let's play the actual clip, if you could.
It's ready. Casey.
Okay. So I thought good. Of another one that we'll have to do right. next time that reminds me of that. Okay, go ahead.
All right, Jimbo, you got yourself Bud Light... Bud Light Seltzer Classic Variety Pack. That is the refreshing fruit flavors like watermelon and tangerine and mango and black cherry. It's 100% seltzer with no beer included. Try the loudest flavors ever today.
All right.
A quick thing if I may jump in here. I realize there are people, and this is a big thing on social media, that some people absolutely despise watermelon. That's an alien concept
what?
To me.
Oh, my God. I just had a conversation with somebody who doesn't like watermelon.
Passionately. I'm I adore it.
You know why they may not like it? Is because watermelon has kind of a gritty texture to it.
Mm.
And I think that it might be a texture thing.
You think it's a texture thing?
I love it. I just never think to eat it that often. My daughter eats it all the time.
It. Yeah.
But it is so juicy and sweet and yummy. Yeah. But sometimes if you get it and it's a little overripe, it has like a gritty texture to it. I might throw some people
off.
Well,
I can agree. When I go shopping, I get the pre-cut, little squares from Acme.
Yeah.
And you nail it right on point and everything's in season. It's glorious.
This is probably a Southern thing, but we grew up salting our watermelon.
Yeah.
It brings out the sweet.
A lot of melons. like cantaloupe and stuff like that. Yeah.
We used to add salt to cantaloupe. I don't do it anymore, but when I was a kid, we used to, that was a regular
thing.
Take
from your crotch area the juices that are produced by your groin and dab it on that
on watermelon?
Yeah.
Or melons?
But
listen, babbing. I'm open to trying
it's like
things out.
What is that? Vababbling?
Vabbing. All right, we'll go to John for another Loop. There it is. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Loop.
Yep.
Gadzooks.
Buddy. All right, you ready to play, John?
Yes, sir.
You get a new one, and this is it. We need to combine that one with the Audio Slave one.
Yeah.
And we'll have a new soundtrack for a sci-fi film. All right, John.
Yes,
what
sir.
Song is that?
That's a tough one. I'm going to have to pass.
Oh, right. That's actually pretty easy.
Thanks, bud. All right, we'll go to another John. We have John M., who's on the line. Hi there, John.
Get away from me.
We will. We'll move immediately out of the way.
Get away from me.
All right, John, do you need to hear that song again?
Yeah, one more time.
You got it. Here we go. Today, Marissa. All right, we'll go back to John, see if he knows it. All right, John.
I feel like I know it. I don't know if I recall the name. Is it Steely Dan Fly Like an Eagle?
No. And Steely Dan doesn't do Fly Like an Eagle.
George Thorogood's Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Led Zeppelin, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
Yeah. All right, we need to try one more, and this is Michelle. Hi there, Michelle.
What's going on?
All right, Michelle, we are playing Loop There It Is, and we played that one for two people. You need to hear it again, or do you have an answer?
Not at all. Oh. Somebody told me by the Killers.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. 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 Somebody told me from the Killers. Hang on the line. This is the actual full clip for it. Anybody besides me, when that part comes along, themselves with their mouth go beat here.
Yes,
I do that too. I sing it as if it's a lyric. All right, what do we have for her?
I also do the SMB with that as well. Bam, bam, bam. Suck my. Mm.
Oh, that's a thing that we do.
Yeah,
here, I'll explain it later.
Well, you know, we've talked about it on the air before. Have but we? Hey, okay. Yes, we have Elvis on digital for you, starring Tom Hanks and Austin Butler, and directed by Baz Luhrmann. Elvis will take your breath away with stunning sets, beautiful costumes, and everyone else's favorite Elvis Presley songs. The film is now on digital. Hey, I said all the words.
By the way, the subjects, the Killers are the subject of MM Artists, the MM Artists this weekend. So double shots every hour, all the hits, deep cuts, brand new single Boy, and lots of chances for you to win tickets to the September 27th show at the Wells Fargo Center. In fact, you can go to WMMR.com for complete details and another chance to win tickets for MMR VIP.
Nice, nice.
That show. Yep. All right. We'll go next to Marty for a fresh one. Hey, Marty, good morning.
Good morning.
Marty, thank you, bud.
I'm skipping the next one, going to the other one.
Okay, point to it.
I'm sorry. I will do that one. Sorry.
All right. So, Marty, we have a new Loop There It Is. Hang on the line. I'm going to play the clip for you. Let's see if you can identify what song this is. Man, hard once it repeats, though. You can lose it.
I got it right in the first second.
All right, Marte, what song is that?
I'm at a loss.
Man.
It's tough, man. It's hard. All right, we'll go to Sean next. Hey, Sean. Sean, turn your radio down.
Let him listen to it.
Yeah, I'm going to hold on.
What? You can't get it. Yeah. All right, sorry, buddy. All right, we'll go to one more.
It was All Along the Watchtower by Menudo.
It's Max that is next. Hey, Max.
That's Buddy Holly, buddy.
Yes!
Yay!
Well done, Max. Hang on the line. We'll get your info. Here's the actual clip. Yeah. All right, and what do we have as a prize?
We've got a pair of tickets to see Chris DiStefano. Right intention or wrong move to our Friday, October 28th at 10:30 p.m. at the Fillmore, Philadelphia. Tickets for this show are on sale now via Ticketmaster. The early show, by the way, that 8 o'clock show is sold out.
Marissa added this one, Casey. Do you see this?
Yes. Okay.
Can we do that one next?
Yeah, let's do that next.
Okay. Let's go. She's still working on these on the fly. I love it. So we have Alex, who is joining us. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
Awesome. Alex, we're playing Loop There It Is. You ready to try this?
Yeah, yeah. Let's go.
All right, brand new one. Let's see if you can identify this.
Yeah.
All right, let me go back to him. All right, Alex, you there?
Yeah, I'm there. The Beatles, Yellow Submarine.
No. I'm happy that you at least made a guess, but yeah. Thank you. That's incorrect, Alex. All right, we'll go to Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, what's going on?
Kevin, Loop There It Is. You need to hear that again?
Yeah, one more time.
You got it. Hang on, and here we go. All right, Kev, enlighten us. What is that?
Is it Scotty Doesn't Know by the No Teeth?
Yes! But that's not a real song, so no. All right, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. All right, one more caller to try this particular one out. And then I just want to do one more because I don't want to get the stories from Marissa.
Yes. Cool? Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, Bill, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I guess that was
good.
Doing well.
All right.
Oh, Billy.
Do you need to hear that again, Bill?
Is it the Pina Colada song?
No.
It's all good guesses.
Thanks anyway, buddy.
I don't think any of those callers were regular listeners to the show. Because if you are, you should be able to get this. Like, if you've been listening a lot over the last couple of weeks.
Maybe.
I would think so.
Yeah.
We've been playing it a lot.
It's easy to us. Listen, you're put on the spot.
Yes.
Sure.
You get nervous.
I don't know. All right, so we're waiting on, I think we're getting a text, or Marissa is working on that to see if they can identify. Because that's the way we'll do it. We'll go through three callers and then we'll try to text her out. It's Brittany that we go to. Hi there, Brittany.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Brittany. All right, so what song was that?
Sucking on a chili dog, or Jack and Diane.
Jack and Diane is correct. Hang on just a second, Brittany, and this is the actual clip from them.
Sucking on chili dog.
That's the clip. That was the actual clip.
All right, you ever been to a Tasty Freeze?
When I was a kid,
yeah.
we had a Tasty Freeze in my neighborhood, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Oh, it's like a chain?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, what do we got for Brittany?
We have a Bud Light Seltzer Classic Variety Pack with refreshing fruit flavors like watermelon, tangerine, mango, and black cherry. It's 100% seltzer with no beer included. Try the loudest flavors ever today.
All right, and thank you for playing. Loop, there it is.
Good job, Marissa.
Thank you, Marissa, for putting everything together. And you guys are correct. We have yet to recap. Marissa took a pretty lengthy vacation. Marissa took a long vacation. Some of it was work-oriented. And so we want to find out a little bit about what it, because she probably had more cool encounters than any of us did.
Absolutely.
While she was on vacay. So you... One of the things that kicked it off was, number one, we all had pseudo plans. At least we kind of had an idea of what we were going to be doing on vacation.
Of course, because that's what normal people do on vacation. They plan it.
Even if it was laying low, I had asked Marissa before she left, what are you doing? She's like, I don't know. I have no plans, whatever. And then like 3 days in, we get a text from her. And the subject was, hey, hung out with Captain America for 3 hours in New Orleans.
What time of morning did that come through, by the way?
I don't know. I don't remember. But so you ended up in New Orleans?
So my friend won an award. Actually, Jen Carroll was telling us yesterday about this group organization called La Dams. So it's a female restaurant organization event. And, you know, Connor, can you grab that in the other room, please, real quick? I appreciate you. I was getting distracted. I couldn't listen.
No problem.
This guy's such a sexy voice.
So she was accepting an award down in New Orleans, and she texted, and she was like, hey, I have a lot more free time than I realized. Does anybody want to come down? I went on Spirit Airlines, and tickets were $80. And I was
wow.
I could leave tonight and go.
So you.
Yeah.
So I did. I packed a backpack, because it's all you're allowed is one tiny little bag where you have to pay a lot of money. And I hopped on a flight, and I literally got off the plane, met her at an event. So there was this other thing called Tales of the Cocktail. I'll tell you guys about it later. It was amazing. All of the like cocktail brands in the world are featured. They're doing like big parties and activations and all. It was really cool. So we leave the event. She's exhausted. And I was like, hey, I can like keep going a little bit. You know, I'm all hyped up. And she's like, all right, there's this Australian bar across the street from our hotel. Let's hop over there. So we did, and we're sitting there, and we walk in. She's like, why do I recognize that guy? This is actually the same person, if you guys remember, I went to Italy with a few years ago. And she's like, why do I know the person next to us? And I was like, that's John Malkovich having dinner right next to us in Italy.
Right, yeah.
So she was like, well, I know this person. I was like, that is Captain America right next to us. So we just like happened to be sitting in seats next to him. We weren't.
But it wasn't Chris Evans.
It's Anthony Mackie.
It was Anthony Mackie.
It was Anthony Mackie. The current.
Yes.
Probably why I confused her. Uh-huh. And, so we were just, we weren't like, you know, trying to like stare at him or enter a conversation, but the girl next to us who happened to be with him, you know, it was late at night. So we're just all hanging out at a bar, and we end up in the conversation with the girl and one of the guys you're with. And then the like groups start growing a little bit. They're like, where are you from? They're like, Philly. And they point to this other guy that is with Anthony Mackie. And they're like, this guy's from Philly too. His name is Kevin. And then we start like opening up the conversation, and we're like, what are you doing here? And they're like, we're working on a television show here in New Orleans. And I have to look up Kevin's last name because his family are huge fans of the show. And so we start hanging out. And then like, Anthony was like kind of protected a little bit. And then like as we were hanging out and they realized like we're cool people,
we just started a conversation, and that was it. That was it. We all
did. You bring up the show because Anthony's been on the show.
Yeah. You've been here,
guys. I was trying to act cool, and I thought if I let on the media thing, he might be like, okay, it was nice meeting you guys.
So he didn't know. He had no idea you worked for a radio station in Philadelphia.
Well, so the guy Kevin did, and he kind of said it. And I think over time we were kind of working on it. I think also the message got to him because they were all going out to karaoke, and we thought we were invited to karaoke, and my friend Liz was in a conversation with him, and literally somebody tapped him and was like, hey, let's go. And he goes, oh, you know what? He was in the middle of a story. He goes, Liz, it was great meeting you guys. We're going to go. And he just hugged us and, like, peaced out. So I think that may have happened.
He had a great time when he was on the show.
He was cool. I know. I actually had the photo up. The website was a little wonky, so I didn't want to, like, show it to him. But, yeah, I mean, he told some great stories about when he was in... like, he was telling stories, guys, that I can't tell on the air. Like, these are not my stories to tell. Like, they were... pretty crazy stories. So I was like, he's, you know, we have this trust in the moment. I couldn't cross that line.
You don't want to betray it.
Yes. But
I wish he had known that, because he had a good time. We always said he was one of our favorite guests to have in here, which is really likable, and we seem to really vibe with him.
So I ended up hanging out with the guy, Kevin, the next day. He came and met us. I kind of, like, secretly invited him out. I was like, maybe he'll bring Anthony Mackie again. He didn't. He would just had, like, a late night, and we met at some live music club with a bunch of other friends. And, I pulled up the photo. I was like, I didn't tell you about this last night. He's like, oh my God, send that to me.
You should have told him.
Well, they are hanging out. I was like, you know, Kevin and I are Instagram friends now, and they're like fly fishing and like bow hunting down in New Orleans. So
tell Anthony Mackie.
All right, and I'm going to send him this clip, and maybe you can.
I ordered his damn figure from Hot Toys.
Do you know what
Captain
show
America the, or Falcon? It,
Captain America. Okay. With the full the uniform he unveils at the end of. The series?
Yeah.
Are you on his IMDb right now?
Yeah.
I think it's called Steel Something.
Oh, okay. No. It's Twisted Metal?
That's it. I was close.
Okay. All right. So
Steel,
yeah. But I was going through, and like the only Kevin I see is this guy named Kevin Wayne who...
Oh, I'm sorry. This guy is a grip. This guy is behind the scenes. Okay. He lives in L.A. now. Right. And they fly out people to work on the set.
So you're hanging with Anthony Mackie, and then you were off to something else, which is big and cool as well, which is at you at the beginning of this week not being on the show.
Yeah. So I've never been to Red Rocks in my life. And you guys know me being a concert junkie. An opportunity arose, like, very last minute. And I just couldn't pass it up. It was going to be cool. It actually was... It was cooler than I even expected it was going to be. So some news is popping up about it. It was a South Park 25th anniversary show. And I was a South Park junkie in high school. Like, it meant a lot to me and probably faded off over the past few years. But it was announced as a Ween and Primus concert. And I thought it was just going to be
Ween and Primus. Are so South Park. Yeah.
Right? And with, like, Trey and Matt maybe, like, popping out and telling stories or something in between sets. And that's kind of how it started, where Ween was like, we're Ween from New Hope, Pennsylvania. And, like, a third of the audience clapped. And Primus played a couple of songs as well, too. And then suddenly... So I went to Colorado. I drove up on Red Rocks. I know Nick was telling me the other day he's been to Red Rocks. And, I mean, it is surreal. Like, just pulling up in that area, and you're like, we're on a bus, we're kind of like pulling up, and I'm like, wow, and everyone's like, just wait till you get to the top. It's just unbelievable. And you're just standing there, and you're in like just a big park that just happens to be a music venue. I mean, and people in Colorado, like, this is their Camden, this is their Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. They just go to this every weekend. That blows my mind.
Very cool. So who came out? There's some special people came by, right?
Well, I didn't get that, Steve, what I think what you're about to reveal. I know, but
Captain America doesn't know who we are.
Damn you, Anthony Mackie.
She ditches out early.
This concert was planned for Wednesday, and they added a second night Tuesday. So I was able to go on Tuesday night so I could get back here to you guys and tell these stories. So, like I said, Ween played a couple songs. Primus played a couple songs. And then
Primus
suddenly,
wrote the South Park theme song, right?
Yeah. So Les Claypool starts telling the story about these two college kids literally writing him a letter saying, here's our cartoon. Can you write us a theme song? And he's like, look, here's a theme song. You guys enjoy. This cartoon isn't going anywhere. Best of luck to you guys. Peace out. And so they write the song. They play the original theme song. And it's a little slower, a little longer than the one we know. And then so he goes and tells a story that
they said, it's a little long for the show. Can you do us another one? So they actually found them on tour. They recorded this new song in the catering venue, like backstage at the concert venue, wherever they were. And that was the theme song that we knew. So they played that. And then obviously Les sang that. And then Matt and Trey came out and they started telling more stories and playing songs. And they were like playing all of the classic South Park songs. And they did admit, they were like, we can't do all of them live because a lot of the voices we speed up. Yeah. And you obviously can't play that live when you're doing that.
Yeah.
But it, for me, it was when they started playing Kyle's Mom is a Big Fat Bitch.
Oh, that's great.
Like, I got so nostalgic, and it was just unbelievable.
Did they do Shut Your Effing Face, Uncle Effer? I can't.
No, I'm guessing they couldn't do Terrence and Phillip. Maybe
their voices are pitched up high. Yeah.
There was a lot of Butters. They could do a lot of Butters songs because that one probably isn't sped up too much. But then they started breaking into like Team America. So they played F.U. or F. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, America.
They played that with like a interlude of Neil Diamond in the middle of it. We're coming to America.
Did they do Freedom Isn't Free?
Coming to America. F. Yeah. Wait, what's Freedom Isn't Free?
Freedom Isn't Free. You pay a hefty fee.
I think that may have been the only Captain America song they played. I'm sorry, Captain America.
Team America.
Thank you. They did do a Kanye song, which is like from later seasons. Yeah. And then they just told stories.
Chocolate salty balls.
There's like a riff with Chef, right?
Well, he's dead now, but
Isaac Hayes.
He
did a bunch of songs.
And they had backup singers. And in fact, one of the backup singers, I think, might be from this area. I got a message from somebody else, too. Huh. This was a full-on production. So I was not expecting it was a variety show.
That's awesome.
And Matt kept jumping between, like, drums and ukulele. And they were all, and Trey was playing piano. And they were telling stories. They were telling about Casa Bonita, which is the Mexican restaurant in Colorado that they bought. It's like a Chuck E. Cheese Mexican restaurant, but it's like totally pieced together, piecemeal. But when you go inside, there's like swimming pools and they do like diving shows every 45 minutes and things like that. But
Cartman wanted to have his birthday party there in an episode. And so like, but it's an actual place.
Yes.
And Matt and Trey invested in it, right?
They bought it because it was going to go out of business. What they didn't know was the guy built the whole thing illegally. The guy actually like dug the pools by hand. So they're like $14 million into renovating this place. And they brought on some chef from Denver, some like famous like Jose Garces, Jen Carroll type chef, and she's going to be the head chef at Casa Bonita.
I mean, look at the legacy of this show that they've been doing for so long, and all of the things. I mean, lest you forget the Book of Mormon and all the other stuff from that to basketball to South Park to this lengthy, and again, Team America. One of the absolute funniest movies ever made.
Just hilarious.
Yeah.
So they did bring out, they did play a Book of Mormon song. I don't know Book of Mormon, I didn't know one of those. Steve, I was like, maybe Real Big Fish will like show up and play because they were in basketball. If you guys remember, they were the house band.
Right.
They didn't, but there was a point where Les Claypool and Primus, so like Les Claypool and Primus and Ween were like the backing band for everything that was going on. And they started playing Closer to the Heart.
No, they played Limelight.
I was wrong. It was Closer to the Heart.
Oh, it was Closer to the Heart. Okay, Marissa sent me a video clip. But then I'll spoil it because I'm going to have an amusing news later on. But the next night, Alex Lifeson and Geddy Lee of Rush came out, and they played Closer to the Heart with those guys.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
That's pretty. And apparently, like, that was even a surprise to Matt and Trey.
So it was a multiple night event.
It was. So it was planned just for Wednesday. They added Tuesday. I went to the Tuesday show. And that was one of the surprises I missed. Jesus. But they recorded the whole thing. It's going to be aired on Comedy Central tonight.
And then Hulu. Or no, Paramount Plus.
And then Paramount Plus. In fact, I shared it because I feel like these things are shared everywhere. On my Instagram page, I have a code. You can do a 30-day free trial for Paramount Plus. So if you want to watch it this weekend, do that free trial. If South Park meant anything to you at any point in your life, you will love this special.
Okay,
have to check it out.
It was so cool seeing the, just hearing the stories and seeing the guys and in red. I mean, the production value was so amazing. I posted a bunch of photos with like cutouts of like all of the characters. I didn't even see half of them. And then they kept shining things up on the rocks.
Yeah, I saw that laser stuff and photos. Characters, I thought that you were going to be meeting up with those guys or something like that.
So did I. Still working on an interview. Mm-hmm. I think this whole event was even bigger for them than they realized, like how many people wanted to come and they were hosting people and all. So my friend Keith works for the South Park crew. So he's working on an interview for us.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a time where we were having those guys on like
all the
a couple
time.
Times a year.
Yeah.
We
were
to talk to them quite a bit. Wow, awesome. Well, good for you, Marissa. That's fun.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for letting me go. If you are a concert person and you ever get a chance at Red Rocks, just take the opportunity because it is
amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Here's a text that says, hey, guys, I'm listening to you guys as usual, and I moved to Colorado 12 years ago, and I live 10 minutes away from Red Rocks. And I love it here, but without being able to listen to MMR all day long, it would not be the same. So many wonderfully connective, enjoy his experiences with you guys, either in person or over the wire. They're texting. So thank you so much for you. Namaste from Lorraine. So thank you, Lorraine, checking in from Colorado.
That's cool. That's my response to namaste.
I saw a moose.
All right.
Try and forget it if you
can. Why don't you forget the moose?
Yep.
For a moment.
All right, we need to take a break. Let's do that. We have more things to come, including a chance for to win the Word of the Week prize, so don't miss out on that. We'll be back in just a second. Stay there.
Hey, friend, did you receive our Camp Out for Hunger Save the Date? I mean, we made a big announcement, and then we put it right there on the website for you. Well, just in case you missed it, Preston and Steve's 25th Camp Out for Hunger is set November 7th through the 11th, 2022. And hey, it's never too early to start collecting. You can find the list of Phil Abundance's most requested items, plus all of the outrageous photo galleries and videos of our guests from over the years at WMMR.com/campout.
Quick shout out if you don't mind. It says, hey, Presbo. So happy you guys are back from vacation. Wanted to request a shout out for me and my wife, Nicole. I'm such a huge fan of the show and listen every day. In fact, I was actually one of the drummers in the Isolation Idol contest during COVID, which was awesome. And at that time, we were expecting our now 2-year-old son, Luca, and we're now expecting a baby girl due in January. So if you'd be so kind to throw us a shout out as a cheers for the next generation of Preston Steve Show fans. P.S. I'm waiting for the opportunity to call in if I know Kathy to get my Nippleback ticket. Bye-bye. That's from Ryan Trimble. So there's your shout out and congratulations to you guys. That's awesome. Yes, Casey.
I want to give a shout out and a good luck to my nephew, Owen. He's 20 years old. And tomorrow he's been working so hard for months and months and months. For this competition that he's in tomorrow. It's a bodybuilding competition.
It's very tough.
And so this is crazy because I think like 18 years ago, like, he was, you know, I've known him since he was a baby.
There's not a lot of a baby bodybuilding contest.
No, no, but like, so here's the deal.
Baby bodybuilding contest.
Here's the deal. He works
cut up.
Really, really hard, you know, he has been at it since he was, you know, 18 years old. And so and it's all sort of building up to what he's about to do tomorrow. And so Owen, you know, good luck, congratulations, and, you know, we're all so super proud of you.
Awesome. There we go. All right. Order up. Time for the connoisseur, ladies and gentlemen.
It's time for the connoisseur. He's got his bell and he's ready to go.
All right. Let's talk about food, shall we?
We shall.
And I have some things to mention concerning that. We'll start with Cinnabon.
Love Cinnabon.
So stop by Cinnabon because if you're a fan of Better Call Saul, they are celebrating the finale. And you can receive a free, it says center of the roll.
Oh, you know what that is.
Monday, August 15th.
That's where they do that.
I didn't know they did
that.
Super Kathy cinnamon mushy. Concentration, mushy.
And very, very moist, right?
Oh, it's the best.
So a few episodes ago, the eating of the cinnamon bun, because his character now is he's in hiding and he manages the cinnamon bun or Cinnabon.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, so that's why this is going on. And a couple of episodes ago, there was a sequence of this guy eating Cinnabons after Cinnabon, and it just looked so friggin' good.
And, well, it is good.
Yeah, but we don't have any around. I mean, is there one in the King of Prussia
Mall? Yeah, there's one in King of Prussia.
Yeah, there is. There's one in the airport.
I think it's across from Forever 21 on the first floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because anytime I enter that entrance, I smell it. Like, mm-hmm. You can smell it from a little ways away.
And that middle part is the best.
Oh, it's everything.
I agree.
It's everything you want.
I agree.
It's life.
I could go for one right now.
I could go for that right now.
I wonder if anybody with the franchise listens to the show.
You know what? Frigate. I'm doing it.
Frigate?
Yeah.
Frigate.
It's a type of boat.
It is. Yeah. But I swear to God, I said frigate, and in my mind, I thought I said F it.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I didn't. I'm gonna see if I can DoorDash this. I'm bringing us some frigate cinnamon buns right now.
Seriously?
I didn't have three different fast foods yesterday, so I deserve
you gotta make today. Up for lost calorie intake.
If you missed yesterday's show, Casey hit Taco Bell, then Dairy Queen, and then Popeye's Chicken.
In one day.
One right after another. Yeah. And he hit Dairy Queen on the way to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just the way he rolls. Got a medium blizzard. Mm-hmm. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups blizzard.
Also, what is the sauce? What are they putting on it?
Whatever.
It's like
nice cream cheese.
I don't even know what it is, but it's glorious.
Oh, you mean that you add to it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my.
By the way, I want to point something out. I said Reese's because that's what Casey had gotten the other day from Dairy Queen. And you will hear people pronounce it Reese's.
Yeah, Kathy does. Yeah.
There was a whole... Did you see the thing online? Is that what you're going to talk about?
No. Oh. I just remember a little while back, we had found out that the candy was named after a person who worked for Hilton Mershey. Is that what I called him?
Yeah. Hershon Milton.
Hershon Milton. Milton Hershey, and his name was Reese.
Yeah.
So therefore, the proper pronunciation would be Reese's, as in possessive.
Right.
Reese's peanut butter cup, not Reese's.
So I've always said it the appropriate way, but I think it's adorable when people say Reese's.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about. I literally, like, it doesn't, it's everything goes past. I don't know. I don't even know what I say anymore, but I read this whole article about it and how it, so many people just don't even know the difference.
Yes.
How it was messing up ice cream orders because people were getting the Reese's Pieces on there, but they wanted the Reese's cup, but they said it wrong, so they got the wrong. You know what I mean? The person behind the counter did what they said.
Yeah, they would say Reese's Pieces,
right?
But what they were meaning was a Reese's cup.
Yeah, but they said Reese's. You know what I mean?
Is that Reese's Reese's instead of Reese's?
I don't know. Whatever it is, they said
it's
the
like
wrong one.
And Bernie.
And so they got the little pieces instead of the cups.
Okay.
See, that's you're a slave to that. But so it's I've always known it as Reese's, but I know a number of people who say Reese's.
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 Yeah. All right. So anyhow, Casey, you ordering?
I can't find. I'm so bad at this. This whole
DoorDash.
Yeah, I'm not good at it.
His mind.
I'm not changing my mind. But I'm just gonna have to check out of this conversation.
Oh, man, he got those croissants the other day, so he's generous like that.
It's very
nice. Order up. Let's go to another one. All right, so I love this article, and I agree with it. This is from the website Insider, and the article is titled, I'm a Chef, and Here Are the 10 Foods I Never Order for Delivery from Restaurants. And the main reason being is because these foods don't travel well.
Cinnabon.
No, Cinnabon is not on the list.
Oh, okay.
I will probably buck the system in a lot of these, but go ahead.
I mean, I'll do it, but I will know that I'm not going to expect, I'm not going to get in restaurant quality.
I hear you.
Because they just don't travel well. So there are 10 on the list. We'll see if we can get through all of them, but we'll start with this one, French fries. French fries do not travel well.
Never.
All right, so I'm going to say this. I don't mind cold French fries at all. I don't mind lukewarm French fries at all. In fact, they become a different kind of experience through each tick on the Fahrenheit scale. I love them in every form.
But it's not just that they're cooler. It's putting fries into a cardboard box. It says the surest way to sap out all of their once glorious crispiness. Because that heat traps in there and it can steam them.
However, like I love, so the couch tomato has hand-cut fries and they are a little bit, they're more of the droopy variety. They're not crisp and they're wonderful.
They're working on the couch tomato that's going in Conshohocken along the bike trail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to love that.
So
yeah.
The chef says they have a perilously short shelf life.
I can understand. Too. Yeah. So it's often referred to as a crapshoot.
You need to get them out of the fryer. All right. How about this one? Eggs. says omelets, Benedict.
Yeah.
And the they just simply don't travel well. Order them for delivery and you risk ending up with a sticky, yolky mess. No one wants to clean or a sad, dry scramble.
All right, here's where I go with this. I usually get scrambled eggs are my favorite eggs, and well done scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
So even cold scrambled eggs, I'm fine with.
Okay.
And it makes me, I know, it makes me a demon. I admit it.
Nachos.
Yeah.
Do not travel well. Yeah.
Well, that
Nachos.
This I can see also because you're simply losing the melted cheese aspect of something that is very much predicated on that melted cheese.
And chips don't stay crunchy. It says nacho chips quickly get soggy.
And by the way, nachos are just sort of like the way they're prepared normally. It's just like it's a mess of stuff on a plate. I've been to a few places where they make like really like orderly nachos. I prefer that, you know, and I will
explain the orderly nachos.
Like an orderly nacho is like the nacho.
They work in nacho hospitals, Preston. Nacho orderlies.
No, they, it's a big plate.
Name, right? Orderly nachos?
Orderly nachos.
Absolutely.
But there's a finite amount of nachos. Like you're ordering like 15 of them, but they're placed, the tortilla chips are placed, deliberately around a plate. They all have like a uniformly same amount of cheese.
To me, that's more like a dip situation than a nacho platter.
No, he's not saying dip them. It's on the nacho, right?
All the cheese is on the nacho, and every single nacho is basically has the perfect amount of cheese.
That's not possible to achieve.
Pinocchio's pizza does it, Kathy. They do it, and they do it right. My only complaint is their jalapenos are a little too spicy. I prefer the pickled jalapenos.
All right, so you're saying instead of a mound of chips, they're laid out flat and evenly in space.
And I think half the fun of the nachos is the big mound of gluttonous swarm.
Yeah, digging in there. Yeah.
But I think you would prefer this, though, Steve.
Get some cheese. What is that your dad saying?
Get one with some cheese on it, goddammit.
It's not necessarily a sharing plate. It is more like you're ordering nachos just for yourself.
I got you. So it's a very selfish plate.
Yes.
All right, another one on this list of things that you shouldn't order for delivery. Smoothies, it says, do not travel super well. Smoothies are best enjoyed straight out of the blender.
Yeah.
By the time your green or pink drink makes it to your house, it could be warm, separated.
Yeah, the separation thing is weird. Yeah.
Or just plain unappetizing.
You know, even when you put, do it at home and do it in a blender, if you then take the leftovers and put the blender in the fridge, it starts to separate. It's an odd, I don't know why that happens.
You know what's tough too? You know what's tough too is making a good milkshake at home.
Yeah.
Getting that same thickness consistency that you get at a place that specializes in milkshakes. I even have a milkshake, you know, one of those old timey machines.
Yeah. How's it work?
And still can't get it just the way you do at the places.
It'll be
at the restaurant.
It'll be
places.
Very good.
The places.
At the burger store.
You sound a little
at the
like
milkshake store.
Like a little Cosby, right there.
That's places. Do me a favor and put some of these pills into that milkshake.
Oh, my God.
Lady.
Yeah.
Like they do at the places?
Absolutely, at the milkshake store.
Yeah.
No, I have the same thing. And you don't get it quite right. And I will tell you this. I am in mass. I know you are a fan of the malted milkshake, are you?
Oh, very much so. I should buy some malt and make those at home.
But you just said you can't make them.
They never come out as
good.
It'll
be all right. It'll be fine. Trust me.
You know, it's a top level malted milkshake. At the you go up Ridge, the ice cream, I think they call it the ice cream bakery. It's at the top of Ridge as you're heading into Roxborough.
Yeah.
That in case place, you order some.
Oh,
right
my
now.
God.
Can you order some up?
Maybe, but.
Are they on DoorDash?
Maybe. By the way, Cinnabon is, they don't open until 10, so that's why I can't find it.
Damn.
That's breakfast food.
Thank you.
Cinnabon?
Yeah. The hell yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes. Oh, yes. Wait a minute. Yes, cinnamon rolls are not breakfast oriented?
Not those. That's a full on dessert.
It's not as nutritious as pancakes.
Yeah.
The waffles
that you pour syrup all over.
I guarantee you pancakes are more nutritious than Cinnabon.
All right, whatever, man.
No, not the center part of the Cinnabon, which is made of protein.
You know what you should invest in, Preston? Invest in Preston is a like a countertop. You can make like a soft serve ice cream maker is what I'm trying to say.
I'm President Franklin D. Roosevelt. I'm asking you to invest in Preston. As part of the New Deal, we will all
survive and flourish if we invest in Preston.
It's like war bonds.
Exactly.
Invest in Preston. Yeah, so, yeah, soft ice cream makes for good milkshakes, but really good places can take hand-dipped ice cream.
And yeah, and whip that good mofo up. A real thick, solid, wonderful shake is a thing of joy, and they're so low in calories. Yeah.
All right, so what else does not travel and you shouldn't? What was that?
I thought we were going to do another story.
Yeah. So here you go. It's a risk to order anything with a breaded coating. From katsu to mozzarella sticks, anything coated in breadcrumbs and deep fried is likely to lose its appealing crunchy exterior during transit.
I'm a real loser when it comes to this because I'm fine with cold mozzarella sticks or ones that have cooled off that have traveled. I'm fine with them. You know who whips up a fine little mozzarella stick? Wawa's.
Oh yeah,
the Wawa. Yeah, absolutely.
But I think the thing is here, Steve. You know, I can eat food that is colder as well, yeah, but preferred. At a restaurant, yes, when it comes to
everything you
right
want,
there,
yeah,
it's going to be more appealing.
Agreed.
So here's another one. Grilled cheese. Don't order that. Says one of the best parts about digging into a hot grilled cheese is the soft melted center. All that gooey goodness is likely to seize up between the grill and your kitchen table if you have it delivered.
So I will order the... I'm not doing a commercial for the couch tomato. I'm receiving no money back for talking about this and pay for it. But they have their tomato soup, which I love. And they will send a grilled cheese if you are ordering through the delivery service, but they do put that Preston right next to it. This will not travel well, basically, because they do put the alert up.
It says that?
Well, they basically say in an optimum situation, you don't get it delivered, you know. But what they do is they will wrap it up in Reynolds wrap to hold the heat in a little bit.
Yeah, right. But you know what, Steve? What you were saying with the mozzarella sticks, that's how I feel about grilled cheeses. Obviously, I prefer it nice and warm and gooey, but I will take it completely congealed.
I agree.
Yeah, it's totally fine by me.
I just got a text message from my friend who has a half-eaten cinnamon roll.
Okay, bring it over.
she's eating it for breakfast.
Oh, there you go.
I thought she was giving us her leftovers.
Nick is like, we're finally getting one.
Steve, the name of the place that you were talking about, CNC Creamery?
Yes.
Custard and Cakes?
Yes.
Like CNC Music Factory.
Yes. So you're talking about a really top-level malted milkshake and just a great ice cream place.
Yep. So it's called CNC. What is this?
That's CNC Music Factory.
Oh, it's a loop. There it is.
This is what plays when you walk in.
Going to make you sweat. All right. Also, it says here, noodle soups are not a good idea. Yeah, it says that unless...
Somebody's ordered a noodle soup, please. Oh, my God. A soup has been specifically noodled to my specifications.
So gross. It's so gross.
That's just awful.
That is really nice.
Terrible.
Would you like pudding for dessert?
Yes, oh, my God. I like a small container of tapioca pudding.
That guy needs to go away.
No, he doesn't. He needs to hang around for a while. It says here, unless you know that the broth will be packed separately from the noodles, you may end up with very bloated pasta and not much broth left because it'll continue to absorb.
I love a really authentically done chicken noodle soup.
Oh, this is glorious.
But my absolute favorite, I have to say, it still continues to be the tomato soup with or French onion soup.
All right, somebody just texted in, Kathy, and said raisins make the Cinnabon more nutritious.
Oh, okay, there you go.
All right, this is salmon.
Ugh.
Can actually overcook during a transit. It applies to anything that you like to eat just done, such as steaks, scallops, and other delicate seafood. Even if the chef nails the temperature at the restaurant, residual heat trapped in the storage container can overcook your beautiful protein.
I can understand that. However, I like my salmon a little crispy.
Ooh.
I like a little bit like
well, that. I like a crisp on the outside.
On the outside, yes, absolutely. Yeah. So it's like a cedar plank salmon. I love it. It's delicious.
All right, and then finally, it says you're better off just ordering the components of your sandwich with creamy fillings. What does that mean? It says leave chicken, egg,
Could you
or...
please describe to me your list of creamy fillings?
I hate this guy so much.
Leave chicken, egg, or tuna salad on a fluffy deli roll for 10 or 20 minutes and be prepared for that filling to fall right through a totally soggy roll. Yeah, I have seen that happen.
So the bread does not have the consistency to maintain said cream.
Correct.
Well, what are you supposed to order then?
Instead, opt for a tub of deli...
Oh, my God.
No, opt for a tub of deli salad and make your own sandwich at home.
Food is always best when served in tubs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, that's pretty much like cooking.
Yeah.
Ordering?
Oh, if I take it out of the tub and put it on bread.
You're now cooked?
That's why I ordered out. I didn't want to have to cook.
I got takeout yesterday from the White Dog Cafe. All right, so White Dog Restaurant. And so the waiter says... I'll do the components and you can assemble it at home. I said, No. Just
he was trying to help me out.
No, I don't care.
You didn't
want to
cook.
Yeah, yeah. I would be cooking, and so I want the chef to do, because the chef always seems to cover everything the right with the salad dressing and the. You're a chef. You do it better than I do.
Listen, I'll deal with the soggy bread.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Steve, you're a burger man, and I know you have your preferred taste when it comes to burgers. I don't think burgers transport very well at all, especially from a place. And I love White Dog.
Yeah,
but like if you order a burger from White Dog and bring it home to me, it's almost not worth it.
I know I'm probably some sort of knuckle dragging ape when it comes to this stuff, but I'm fine with it.
Okay,
as of late, again. I find that the Beyond and Impossible burgers, which I love, they're the meat substitutes, are do port well, you know. And then
it's because there's less grease and fat that's soaking into the bun.
I'm a fan, and we talked about. I think you had a similar list that it was all of the things that actually improve with taste on the reheat.
Mm. Yeah, like soups and things like that. If you let them sit in the fridge for a day or two, things will incorporate together. The flavors will a little bit more. So, but anyhow, those are things to consider if you're having delivery. Let me do one more thing. If pickle lovers need to head to Sonic. You demanded more pickles and Sonic has delivered. Sonic is returning the pickle juice slush. Yeah, that's not... I love pickles, but I don't need that.
The pickle juice thing was that it is a performance enhancer. Is that what it is?
No, I mean, if you're in the risking like dehydration and stuff like that, it helps you retain water.
Right. Yeah, it has to do with saline, salt in your...
Do you like the, for example, I'm not a fan of cucumbers and water and things of that nature, pickles and
I love all that stuff.
I'm not.
I actually will dump some of it out, in a pickle jar. I won't leave them submerged.
All right, yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
That's what it's made in.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like them like that. And same thing, I would never put cucumbers or anything else that mozzarella. That I have to dump.
Oh, in the water?
Yeah, I have to dump it out. I don't know.
A little nasty, right?
Grosses me out.
Yeah.
Why don't health clubs put? Well, they'll have a big bottle of water with cucumbers in it. Why don't they put mozzarella in?
Oh my God. No. Well, hold on. Then back up. I do like the infused water with
you do with cucumbers. Like, that I don't like.
That I do like. Yeah. I meant storing it the mozzarella and then. Having to take it out with all that.
Do you have any mozzarella infused water? I'm going to be working out.
God, you guys are bizarre. Okay. Anyway, you can also get pickle fries.
Do you have any Cinnabon infused water?
Pickle fries I'm down with.
And Big Dill cheeseburger to its menu.
Do you like fried pickles?
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
You know what's really good is if I get a sandwich at Wawa and the pickle falls out of the sandwich, I don't put it back
onto the
sandwich.
Floor?
No. What I like to do is I'll take that pickle and eat it with a chip. So just try it.
You're giving me and Steve a hard time.
Listen.
Wait, what was I giving you guys a hard time?
No,
Preston.
No. Me. I was giving them a hard time. No, I will give you guys a hard time. I just shake my head at him.
What is wrong with that?
Funny.
No, the crunch of the pickle and the crunch of the chip together is like crunchy goodness.
Yeah. I'm down with it, but I just think it's funny when a pickle falls out.
Yeah.
I put it on a chip.
My pickles don't fall out. I keep my pickle integrity intact.
Yeah, I'm pickle crazy. You guys know that.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Fishtown pickles. In fact, Marissa had recently, on my behalf, sent out to some pickles to our friends in Coheed and Cambria.
Ah.
Because the guitarist was a big, big, big fan of pickles. He was wearing a pickle t-shirt.
Yeah.
And so he and I had a nice lengthy conversation about pickles after their
performance. You guys, think about that. Coheed and Cambria. Combining with Preston from the Preston and Steve Show to introduce a new subline of gourmet pickles.
Yes. And I can't wait till the Pickle Festival returns to Philadelphia. Is that going to happen? Is that next year? Yeah, Marissa said next year.
They got in trouble this year because of the human sacrifice.
Yeah, no more of that.
Yeah,
no more.
Casey, a drunk college snack was sour cream and onion chips, pickles, and mustard on potato bread.
Right?
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's okay.
2 a.m. meal.
Yeah.
Pickle sandwiches.
I will stop talking.
We need to get to...
Oh, all right, okay.
Oh, Bill just arrived.
Yeah, no, we also need to wrap up.
Oh, we need to wrap up.
He's looking
We need to stop talking.
I need you to stop talking.
All right.
Santa's got to go.
Santa's got to get some Zappy. Oh,
by the way, the all this pickle stuff at Sonic are available until August 28th. I don't even know if they're...
Where's your Sonic?
Actually, there is one in Royersford.
There's three around, Steve. I just did a quick search. There's one in Philly. There's one in Holmes, PA, and then also Audubon, New Jersey.
By the way, and Sonic's and Burger
is reopened back up. Yeah.
Sonic Burger is excellent.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Time to wrap up the connoisseur. So thank you for joining us for the various puddings and noodles, soups, and things like that. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. And yes, we do have some bizarre file stories that we're going to share with you when we get back. Stay there.
And Steve Show podcast. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
I would like to congratulate one of our former calendar girls and good friend of the show, the lovely Ashley Gallo. She had a baby.
Yay!
They had a baby. So congratulations. It is Naomi Myla. And she was born, she was born on the 10th, 5 pounds, 15 ounces, 19 and a quarter inches long. So, cute baby.
So
we're looking
cute.
At the picture. They got her all bundled up with this little bow on her head. So, that's cool. Congratulations, man. That's, welcome to the club. Yeah. It's a great ride. You shall enjoy. So, we're very, very happy. All right, let's do the bizarre file.
Now, WMMR. Presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre
Final. Brought to you this morning by Monster Mania. Come see the biggest names in horror this weekend at Monster Mania Con 50.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's going to be at the Doubletree in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And tickets are available online at monstermania.net. We'll start with this kind of fun story. A Nevada home buyer literally got more than she bargained for after ending up with an entire swath of lots in a subdivision in the west central part of the state while buying a single family home. So she was originally purchasing a single family home in Sparks, Nevada, valued at almost $600,000. However, the county assessor and the recorder's office had records showing the buyer gained not just that property she was buying, but also 84 extra house lots and two additional parcels in Toll Brothers Stonebrook Development.
So it was a clerical error. She was not charged more, was she?
No. The properties include several home sites that have already been built on and sold, and at least 64 of the lots were put under the buyer's name as of Saturday.
She became a land baron.
The transaction was flagged by the assessor's office, which says it quickly notified the title company involved about the issue. The culprit apparently was all it takes is four keystrokes to accidentally give someone the title to the property worth millions of dollars. And it
you own Manhattan.
That Westminster title may have copied and pasted a legal description from another Toll Brothers transfer when preparing the homeowner's deed for recordation. So apparently they accidentally had her purchasing 86 properties that were transferred in error, but they got it straightened out. But
for a moment,
she owned 86 different properties. State police in New York arrested a driver for having a forged inspection sticker on his car you got to see this thing.
Okay.
It's essentially, it's a post-it note with just scribbles on it. New York State Police.
I got inspected.
Said that troopers arrested Brandon McRae after seeing the inspection sticker during a traffic stop. A photo of the sticker shows it to be crudely hand-drawn with the letters NYS and 2023 visible. Troopers said that McRae will face a felony charge of criminal possession of a forged instrument in his car. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Pull that back up. That is just, it's just a piece of work. McRae's car had not been inspected since February 2021.
Went to the trouble of writing the month, the months around the boxes. Yes. Yep.
This is a messed up story. Yeah, we're looking at it again. Messed up story. A well-known real estate agent and media personality in Brampton, Ontario, was viciously attacked in broad daylight in his own driveway by three men, two of whom appeared to be wielding an axe and a machete.
Oh, God.
Peel police, or that's the name of the town. Peel police said that it happened around 8:15 in the morning on August 4th. The victim was Jyoti Singh Mann. Is seen approaching his Jeep as he's getting settled in the driver's seat. He's approached by an axe-wielding suspect and slams a door shut. Video shows the suspect swinging his weapon in full force at the driver's side window, breaking the glass on impact and removing the window completely on the second swing. As man opens the door, two other suspects enter the frame, one of whom is armed with what appears to be a machete. The three men dressed in black and wearing masks are then seen savagely attacking the man while they pull him out of his vehicle. Man attempts to escape his attackers by running behind the vehicle, where he's caught and attacked for another 30 seconds before a woman, his mother, exits the home to intervene. Once the suspects flee, man's mother can be seen running to her son, who is not seen for the remainder of the video. He survived, by the way.
So this is obviously clearly a targeted attack.
Yeah, they said it most likely was not a carjacking. Like, they knew who this guy was and they were going after him. Once the suspects flee, emergency crews were called to the scene shortly after the incident. Police cannot speak to the extent of his injuries. Said he's currently in stable condition. He's a well-known real estate and frequent agent, and frequently appears on his own podcast, in which he discusses ongoing issues in India. His injuries included an amputated big toe, the loss of mobility in one of his hands, and has received upwards of 25 stitches. Investigators say the incident was targeted, not related to carjacking, but that the motive behind the attack is not known at this time and no arrests have been made. It's pretty brutal.
When I get in the car and close the door, I immediately lock the door.
Yeah.
Because you are at your most vulnerable.
Yeah.
At that point in the deal. And if someone has been eyeing you, or carjackers, which they do often, you know, they wait for that moment and they come in for the kill, so to speak.
In Washington State, a family is without a home after losing everything in a weekend fire. Neighbors described the scene as chaotic. They described ammunition going off and two Teslas exploding in their driveway. The noise caused next door neighbor, Mark Wynn, to race outside. He said, I started freaking out, ran outside. I saw that their house was on fire, and that's when I was like, yep, I got to get everybody out of the house. Got to get in action. Pow! Wynn helped his family and his neighbors run to safety. Fire crews arrived quickly, but were met with two major challenges. Or was Pow the Teslas exploding?
Yeah, I don't know. Do that, too.
The first was handling the... the first was handling the ammunition that was being stored in the home's garage. The fire scattered the ammo in all directions, leaving casings exposed. Once the fire was extinguished,
and what a freaking nightmare.
They had to stay back to avoid stray bullets. Freaking nightmare.
Freaking Tesla. Once they set on fire, you can't put them out.
The other challenge firefighters faced was extinguishing the two Teslas. While the cars didn't start the fire, they can be difficult to contain. Many electric cars use lithium-ion batteries, which are a major fire hazard. These batteries burn hotter and faster than most others, can reignite days or hours later, and cause electrocution if not extinguished properly.
Do you remember that story that we had? I think you had it recently, where they simply could not put the car out. They had to bring it to the middle of a parking lot, an empty parking lot, and just let it continue burning.
Yep. All right, and then this last story, this is pretty wild. South Korea's capital city will ban basement apartments like the one depicted in the Oscar-winning movie Parasite, after at least four people drown in their homes during heavy rains earlier this week. And they depict that type of thing in that movie, Parasite.
Yes, they do. Absolutely. It's a very tense scene.
At least 11 people in Seoul are dead following devastating floods, which occurred after the heaviest rains in the city in 80 years. As of Wednesday, seven people were still missing. 17 had been hospitalized. More than 800 were evacuated during the floods.
I had two basement apartments during my bachelor days.
Three of the deaths happened in a basement flat, a type of home that's called a banjia. The three women were found dead on Monday evening after reportedly attempting to call for help, and another woman living in a separate apartment also drowned in the floods. City officials said Wednesday that they will no longer give out construction permits for the banjia homes, and that owners would have 20 years to convert current flats into non-residential uses. So they're not going to, they're just not going to make that type of dwelling anymore.
Right.
All right, and there you go. That is the end of your bizarre file. We are going to take a break. When we get back, let's see how you've been doing paying attention to the program today. Lesson question is up. We'll get trash and music news as well. Not too far off from that, our Word of the Week prize is going to be given away. We'll be back in a moment.
Stream WMMR anywhere you have an internet connection. Listen on our mobile app or go to WMMR.com. It's kind of self-explanatory after that.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
On a Friday morning, 10:23 a.m., the Preston and Steve Show. Letter Day Word of the Week. That's coming up. We're going to give that away in a few. But in the meantime, we got something else to give away. Ooh, a four-pack of Six Flags tickets. And it will be a great weekend to go there because the weather's going to cooperate. So the question that I will pose to you is this. Who does Michael Jackson like to chat and hang out with in the afterlife? 215-263-WMMR is our number. Who does Michael Jackson like to chat with and hang out with in the afterlife? It was in the 6 o'clock hour. 215-263-WMMR. So if you're listening earlier this morning, you heard it, and you remember it, we need you to call now. We'll do the trash while you're calling in.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, brought to you by the Ledbetters, a Pearl Jam tribute, August 18th. Come see them at the Twilight Concert Series at Cooper River Park. For more events and information, visit CamdenCounty.com. What's up this morning, Steve?
Well, Denise Richards saying she ended her marriage to Charlie Sheen in 2006 when she realized she would never let her daughters marry a man like him. Sheen agrees with Richards, saying it was better keeping them as friends with benefits.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Charlie Sheen.
Madonna took a few falls while roller skating around Woolman Rink in Central Park on Wednesday night. The legendary singer was uninjured as the impacts were absorbed by the gel in her adult diaper. And finally, Steven Seagal catching flack for taking pictures at a Russian jail where 50 Ukrainians were rumored to have been killed. The now very plus-size Seagal says he was simply scouting locations for his proposed sequel to Hard to Kill, titled Hard to Breathe. And that's your Hollywood Trash.
All right, thank you, Steve. We'll see if someone does indeed have the answer to this question. Who does Michael Jackson like to chat with in the afterlife? And we will go to Norman, see if we can get the answer. Hey, Norman, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Norman, who does Michael Jackson like to chat with in the afterlife?
Babe Ruth.
Yes. The Sultan of SWAT. Hang on, Norm. We are going to give you a four-pack of Six Flags tickets. You can keep the Summer Vibes rolling at Six Flags' newest festival, Summer Vibes, with six uniquely themed areas, mouth-watering eats, live entertainment, plus eye-popping spectacles throughout the park. For best deals, you can visit sixflags.com. All right, music news time. Here we go.
Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
All right, it is brought to you by Horizon Services. You can say goodbye to dripping faucets, leaky pipes, clogged drains. Horizon Services, the area's top home services team, is going to take care of it all the same day. Or it is free. Book in seconds at HorizonEZBook.com. Fanshow.com. Let's see. Where do we begin? Tommy Lee gave fans something to look at early yesterday morning on social media. He posted a full frontal nude picture of him, of himself, seemingly raised out of the bathtub on Instagram, on Facebook, and Twitter with the caption, "Oops." That's what he wrote. Oops. The image has since been deleted from Instagram and Facebook. It'll remain on Twitter at press time. It's still there. We checked it out earlier this morning. And, yes, he's in full Tommy Lee mode, if you want to see that. According to Loudwire, 1.4 million followers saw the picture and or commented on it before it was removed from Instagram yesterday. His wife, Brittany Furlan, commented on the post simply writing, "Oh, my God." Weezer's scheduled residency at the Broadway Theater in New York City this fall has been canceled. The band was set to perform their entire season's project over the course of 5 nights beginning September 13th. However, Rivers Cuomo posted a message on his Discord server explaining that the shows have been axed, quote, due to low ticket sales and unbelievably high expenses. He said, "I just learned that our Broadway shows have been canceled due to low ticket sales and unbelievably high expenses. I'm very sorry to be telling you this now after we've already invested so much time, thought, and emotion. Extra apologies to those of you who cleared schedules and made travel plans to be with us. Thanks to Broadway producer for all of your hard work and great ideas. I loved where we were going, and I hope we can find a way to resurrect our vision." I'm shocked that he actually put in there that it was low ticket sales. That's something that usually bands and promoters kind of try to hide, but they went forward with that.
It's really funny you say this, Preston, because I got served an ad on Facebook the other day promoting to buy tickets. I thought it would be sold out.
Right. Yep, exactly. No, but apparently it just wasn't pushing.
I wonder what the show is like. It's obviously probably nothing like the Utopia show that David Byrne was doing, but
yeah,
it's probably, I'm expecting it to be more theatrical.
Yep.
Obviously, but
hopefully they find another theater. I mean, they put all the work into it, and they have a, you know, they have a plan, so maybe it'll end up somewhere else. The band as a whole has not issued a statement confirming the cancellation. Travis Barker, who was hospitalized for life-threatening pancreatitis in June, has returned to the stage against doctor's orders. He joined Machine Gun Kelly once again on his mainstream sellout tour this week. Machine Gun Kelly told fans about it on Instagram and announced that Barker also had a broken thumb. Shared a photo of Barker holding up his manager's thumb, and then Barker added on his socials that he also had torn tendons. Barker doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Earlier this week, he posted a photo of himself out in the water learning to wake surf. This was pretty damn awesome. It was a bittersweet reunion for Rush fans. After surviving members Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson performed together on Wednesday for the first time since 2020 and the death of Neil Peart. It was reported that the pair took the stage at Morrison, Colorado's Red Rocks Amphitheater as part of the South Park 25th anniversary concert and performed their classic Closer to the Heart, backed by Primus and, of course, Trey Parker and Matt Stone. And we have a clip. I haven't heard this yet, so I'm interested to see how this sounds. Here we go. High quality cell phone audio that we have here, but all right. So that's going to air this weekend. The concert is going to be on Saturday. Comedy Central will have it, and then Paramount Plus is going to have the rest of it. And it was done over 2 days. Marissa was telling us about, she was there for the Tuesday night show, so unfortunately missed Geddy and Alex. But they're going to, I would imagine, take the best of both nights and put it together in one presentation.
It's funny, we were just watching a little bit of the video here in the studio, and they used the Canadian flapping heads, because Alex and Geddy obviously are Canadian. So in the animation style, they were made to look like those South Park characters.
I love it.
Who was playing drums?
I think Matt Stone was. I'm not 100% sure I'd have to watch the video case, but their backing band was Primus and Weezer. So, okay.
That's so cool.
Not Weezer, Ween.
Ween. Marissa was doing the same thing when she was trying to explain this to me the other day.
So I don't know if Matt was playing or not, because he and Neil were friends. He's been friends with the entire band for a long time. So, but I'm psyched to see that. And one last thing, a 25-foot inflatable Ozzy Osbourne has embarked on a cross-country promotional tour in support of Ozzy's new album, Patient Number 9. The month-long tour kicked off with stops in L.A. and will close out in New York in the week of the album's release. Some locations will be revealed 24 hours in advance, while others will be a surprise appearance. So look for the giant inflatable Ozzy Osbourne. All right. That's it in music news. Yes, Case.
Pres, I just want you to do something real quick. And you might have to explain to the listeners what's going on here, but I just want you to take a look up at the monitor here real quick. There you go.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I told Casey as we were going into the... right before we started the segment, I said, you know what I need right now? I need an orangutan driving a golf cart. So thank you.
I mean, how is he actually driving it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's an old video, yeah. But, you know, it's just makes me happy watching this.
It just improves your day. Your day is better when you see this.
My day, my weekend will be much better.
He hangs his arm up overhead.
Uh-huh. He's just chilling, man.
The only thing, Kathy, I don't think he's doing, I don't think he's working the pedal.
The throttle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But thank you for that, Casey. I appreciate it. Hey, we have something for you. This week's big friggin' deal. You can get two tickets to Big Kahuna's Water Park for just $30. It's in West Berlin, New Jersey. Check out Big Kahuna's Flow Rider Surf Simulator or melt your worries away with a tropical journey on the Tiki Tides Adventure River. So it's going on now through Sunday, but you need to grab this. I mean, that's a hell of a deal,
yeah,
and it's not going to last long. Go to WMMR.com and use the keyword deal, and you can get two tickets to Big Kahuna's Water Park in West Berlin, New Jersey for just $30. We're going to come back and wrap up the show. Letter of the Day, Word of the Week prize when we return as well. Stay there.
Get social with Preston and Steve. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Talking Heads on 93.3 WMMR. It's once in a lifetime, our final musical contribution to radio for the week. But we will have more for you next week. And, of course, you'll be in the capable hands of Pierre Robert and everybody else, Jackson and Jackie and the whole crew. Oh, yeah. So you call it Friday nights, yes. Man. That's a wonderful thing. I need to tune in tonight. Anytime I end up listening to that program, I walk away in a great mood. So,
are you going to let Jackie know that you're tuning in? Because he'll do something for you.
No.
Okay.
Probably not. I like being a fly on the wall when it comes to listening to that.
I just want to say something. I think this week was the most fun on the show that I've had in years.
Really?
Wow. Yes. Monday through Friday.
I've enjoyed the program, too. By the way, Steve had to step out, so he's not going to be in here for the last break here. But this week, especially returning from vacation, it's kind of a crapshoot. Sometimes you come back and we're, you know, rested and relaxed and ready to go. Other times it's like you just can't get it together. You can't get back into the swing of things. This has been a blast this week.
We got right back into it. I laughed so hard on Monday and then from that point on.
Yep.
Every single day.
So very, very much enjoyable. Thank you for joining us today. No guests really to mention, but Pierre Robert is indeed in the studio. How you doing, man?
Good. I love that you gave Jackie the shout out. He works so hard on that program.
It's a great show. Yeah. Yep.
If as a listener you've never heard it, even if you hear the first hour and a half, right from 7 o'clock, he comes out of the gate with both barrels blasting. I mean, I've heard everything from Patsy Cline into Motorhead, right next to each other.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, last week I want to write them down because I want to mention them the following Monday, and then I always forget. Last week he did Tony Bennett, because it had been his birthday last week, into Sinatra, You Make Me Feel So Young, mm-hmm. into Joe Jackson, and this just beautiful natural progression. It's how radio this kind of radio particularly often was, where, you know, it could just go all over the place. And he does, and he does it through requests and his own musical sense and a combination of what's going on. It's a piece of artistry, really.
You talk about working hard, and so, you know, his shift ends at midnight. You know that I will see him regularly while I'm coming into work. Like, he's walking out, and I'm walking in. That's 4:40 in the morning.
I didn't say that there was sanity.
Just hard work.
I said there was artistry.
Artistry.
There's something incredibly...
And sometimes those two are intertwined.
There's something really wrong with the book.
Someday you're going to have a long talk with him.
Long talk. I've tried to have a long talk with him. I've said, no. You don't call Casey at 8 o'clock at night. He's got kids that are in school. I know he
still does.
I said, don't call Kevin. Yep. You know, he's not, don't call Kim, the traffic lady. Because there's one commercial missing. It's okay.
It's all right.
The world will get along if, you know, Joe's Market didn't get mentioned today. It's okay.
We're going to have a fun announcement regarding Jackie in the next couple of weeks. It's really cool. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Together.
He's doing a great thing tomorrow. He's doing a bowling party at the Brooklyn Bowl.
I
don't have all the info on it, but he always has something fun. And he and I were out last night at the Alice in Chains and Bush and Breaking Benjamin show, which was a great, great show. It was like a mini Emma barbecue.
By the way, I wonder if he knows how to bowl. I wonder if he's ever actually done it before. Right? Jackie's so funny. He's done so many things, and then there are other things that he just has no clue about.
But he's not
and
exactly
bowling might be one of those.
A sportsman, although
he's
I don't
know. He's listening right now, by the way.
Of course he is.
I'm getting so
listening.
Many text messages.
Okay.
He wrote, artistry, I love rock and roll, Chucky, see me in my office, and there you go.
Jackie, have you ever bowled? Text in now.
Have I want to
But, I mean, the other thing is he... he'll send you texts or with pictures that make no sense.
I know.
Whatsoever. What are they?
To all of us. I get them and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? I don't even know what this is.
Or he'll send me a picture with him and an aging rock star. I'll go, who the F is this?
Yeah. And you know everybody.
And I pride myself on knowing a lot of them. And I'm going, this is the guy that played keyboards with Marvin Gaye in 1922.
Right.
Oh, isn't that nice?
XOXO.
Yep. XOXO, or a picture of his father holding a single from 1910.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, he's effing nuts.
Yep.
And I love him.
Yep.
And he's one of the most beautiful human beings, and he's got a soul, a heart of gold, and a soul of gold, and he's a lovely human being.
He has bowled. He says, I need a light ball. I have no muscles.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, we'll get him a light ball.
Here's one that he sent Kathy.
What was that?
Jesus, God Almighty. It's the very best of Lou Monty.
It's a picture of a CD and says the very best of Lou Monty.
That was $3.99, by the way.
Wow. That's like me talking about the Don Scaletta Trio.
And it's the original master recordings,
Of course.
$3.99.
Collector's item.
He's probably got the entire Slim Whitman catalog.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, we got... not the Slim Whitman catalog to give away, but some money. You want to help us with the letter, sir? Here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter...
D as in dog.
All right, D as in dog. You now have five letters, and for that, we will take call it five then. 215-263-WMMR, the number. Let's see if you know the word of the week. And we got the prize over here to give to you. I meant to ask, I didn't get to hear, how was Gavin Rossdale yesterday?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah?
Couldn't have been nicer. He spent the 2 o'clock hour with us.
Oh, that's awesome.
I found this great thing where Breaking Benjamin is playing in Nevada, and Ben does this intro about one of the first shows he ever saw. He drove 3 hours to. It was a Bush concert. He was in the pit, and he looked up, and he was singing every word. He goes, and Gavin looked at me once, and I was so moved. And he goes, and guess what? He's here right now. And Gavin comes out, and they sing an Alice in Chains song, Wood. And I have a really great version of it live.
Cool.
And it was done 2.5-3 years ago before those two bands knew they would even be on tour with Alice in Chains. So the synchronicity of it is quite cool. And I played it while Gavin was there, and he put the headphones on, and I thought he would take the headphones off and go, oh, this is cool that you have this. And he did not take the headphones off. Mm-hmm. He listened to the
whole thing.
And then we talked. I said, so how come you didn't take the headphones off? He goes, I wanted to see if I effed up in the song.
Ah! Wow. Nice.
But I didn't, so there nice. You go. He's well, a delightful human being.
What's on today's show?
They
then?
Nailed it. It was like getting an opening act. I mean, they were the opening act, essentially. They were on at like 7 o'clock. There was another band, Operation Lifehouse, or I'm sorry, I can't remember their name. But they gave a headlining set as the first band, then Ben and then AIC. On the show today, we've got Elvis Costello. We've got Red, and he's at Parks this weekend. We've got Red Hot Chili Peppers. We will do a combination block of Styx and Loverboy, who are over at the FM Center tomorrow, and Rio Speedwagon.
Rio! Rio. I love Rio Speedwagon.
Mr. Speedwagon. I know. and there's a chance that we're going to speak with Brandon Flowers of the Killers.
Oh, nice. And we have a Killers weekend coming up.
So, Stan, that is, if all goes well, that could happen today, too.
Nice. And by the way, was it the Life Project?
Yes.
Was that the name of the band?
Yes, sorry about that.
No problem. All right, let's see if we can get a winner. We're looking for caller number 5 who has the Word of the Week prize. Caller number 5 is Bill. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Durka.
All right, Bill, what's the word, man?
Conveniently enough, since we were just talking about Jackie Bam Bam, it is weird.
Weird!
Jackie Bam Bam!
You got it, Bill. And we are going to give you, it's plain and simple, it is $500. That's from the Bagster. So we congratulate you. We give you those 5 bills. All right, Bill?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Hang on the line. We'll get your information. Don't forget the Bagster is by far the most convenient and affordable way to help with your home cleanup. You can go buy it at any home improvement store, fill it, and simply schedule your collection, and it is gone. Clean it up with the Bagster, dumpster in a bag. I'd like to thank our sponsors. The Preston and Steve Show has been brought to you today by Acme Markets. Fresh foods, local flavors, Acme official grocery store, the Preston and Steve Show. Also brought to you by Dunkin'. The Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. And by Trinity Rehab, locations all over and now open in King of Prussia, trinity-rehab.com. Next week on our program, comedian Kurt Metzger will be in our studio. Caroline Aaron, who plays Mrs. Maisel on the marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and Esther Smith and Rafe Spall from Trying, which you can see on Apple TV Plus, and they will be in studio, and we'll add some other guests and other things to give away. That's it. We are done. Rage on. Have a wonderful, beautiful weekend, and we'll see you on Monday, gang. Bye-bye.
Stop talking and listen to me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.